with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then do the right thing.
Sarah Watkins is 81 years old. She lives alone in apartment 2B and spends her days listening to her neighbors going by in the hall. Neighbors who almost help her get along. Just the other night, Jim Lawrence next door almost brought Sarah dinner. Maggie Klein in 7D almost drove her to the doctor for a checkup. And yet another neighbor almost took the time to read Sarah the headlines. All of these people almost gave to Sarah Watkins. Almost gave of their time, their kindness, but they were too busy. They forgot. They almost gave. And Sarah Watkins almost had her first hot meal in days. Almost got to see a doctor. Almost heard a friendly voice. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck Pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Being healthy is a matter of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. The Foundation for Chiropractic Progress is a nonprofit organization that has introduced an online calendar filled with simple, fun, and enjoyable activities to help you make 2007 a healthier year. Visit foundation4cp.com to download the calendar or call 866-901-3427. That's 866-901-3427. Something for your health from WGNU.
Now a weather update. Winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Do not be alarmed. We are here to help you save yourself. According to public records, Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must change our behavior. We need to stop spending every dime we earn and start feeding the pig. We must start putting away a piece of our paycheck. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. And yes, even consider cutting up a credit card. And we must tell a friend to do the same. America, to start moving in the right direction, we must start a movement. Join us at feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Log on to feedthepig.org today.
And for more traffic updates, brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggert, host of Bad Boys on WGNU. Join us as we discuss topics of interest ranging from review boards to graduated licensing and media coverage of police chases. I won't fix your tickets, but I will offer you tips on personal safety and ways to make your neighborhood a better place to live. That's Bad Boys with me, Sergeant Gary Wiggert, Thursday morning at 10, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
In our Do You Know Your Stuff hot seat today is Doctor of Optometry, Dr. Mary.
Hi, how are you, Doc?
Good to be here, guys. Fire away.
Which of the following can be detected during an eye exam? Diabetes, high blood pressure, brain tumors, heart disease, or multiple sclerosis?
All of them.
She's right.
No way!
Really?
They can detect multiple sclerosis through an eye screening?
Not an eye screening, an eye exam. By an optometrist. The eyes are literally windows to your health.
Brain tumors have been detected during an eye exam?
Yes, and high blood pressure and diabetes.
Then answer this. Why did the optometrist climb the mountain?
Because he could see better up there.
Oh, she's good.
A message from the American Optometric Association and your local doctor of optometry. Test your IQ at AOA.org.
ConnectCare, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Single female, in search of companionship, male or female, must be willing to give and receive unconditional love. Must be affectionate, playful, cuddly, willing to be by my side through good times and bad. Not run away when they see what I look like in the morning. Must be willing to cheer me up after a rough day. Likes to go for long walks or runs. Want to sit by my side while I watch a movie that makes me cry. A companion that will be there when I get home and be excited to see me when I walk in the door. A companion that won't judge me or take me for granted. I know you're out there. I just wish dogs could read.
To find the companion of your dreams, go to www.strayrescue.org to find out about weekly adoption events, volunteer opportunities like foster parenting, dog walking, fundraising, and more. Stray Rescue of St. Louis is a non-for-profit organization operating two no-kill shelters in the St. Louis area. For more information, call 314-771-6121 or go to www.strayrescue.org.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, brother.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
revolution in the air.
Liz Brown. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds. 0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Good googly moogly woogly moogly woogly. Oh, are you up yet? Are you up yet? Hello, are you up yet? Because you better drag yourself up out your bed. You better get up. You better get up. You better get to me because we have some stuff to talk about this morning. If I'm dragging a little bit, if I seem, if my voice seems a little heavy, a little scratchy this morning because I was up a little late last night. Good goodness gracious. Went to the meeting at Lexington School, and before I get to the meeting, I just have to say, Lexington School is just a beautiful school. Oh, it's such a pretty little school. It is really, really a lovely, lovely, lovely school. I just have to say that for the St. Louis Public Schools. Lexington is gorgeous. It is gorgeous. So, I get to Lexington School. And people are pouring out, 200 so people, 200 plus people, find their way into the Lexington auditorium. Nothing fancy, no microphones, nothing too fancy. Single microphone. And I just have to say this. It was the most extraordinary thing. Charles Quincy Troup talked about it on my show yesterday, told you what was going to happen at the event. So can I just describe it for you? Can I just let y'all know how it went down? For those of y'all that weren't able to make it yesterday, it was y'all should have been there. Now, I left at about 8:30 or so. I left about 8:30 or so, 8:15, 8:30. So I'm telling you everything that happened from my perspective, from my experience, up until 8:30. Charles Quincy Troup gets there. The place is packed. Think about it. These are people that came out to hear about this land assemblage bill that we're being told by people like Rodney Hubbard and people like Talib El Amin. And others that, you know, this is a good thing. Over 200 people packed into this auditorium to hear about this. And what to my wondering eyes does appear? Why, it's Talib El Amin and his boy Rodney Hubbard. Excellent. I think it's an excellent thing. They used the time as an opportunity. They took the time to pass out flyers for their little town hall meeting happening soon. Okay, I know y'all couldn't get 250 people to your event, so I don't blame y'all. You're not going to mail out letters to folks to come to your event. I understand. Y'all going to hand out your little flyers at somebody else's 200-plus event. I got that. So you pass out flyers, and Quincy Troop starts it off. April Ford and Marlene Davis got there late because they had other aldermatic business that they had to attend to. So Quincy Troop does the thing. You know, he introduces. He asks all the elected officials to stand up in the audience. And he points out... first of all, he introduces the committee woman from the second ward, Maddie Moore. And the audience was like, yay, Maddie. Okay. They do the little clap, 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 clap. Then he points out Talib El Amin, and State Representative Talib El Amin is in the audience. The room is silent. I was like, oh, ouch, man. Ooh, wow.
Ouch. This is awkward. And then it gets a little worse. He introduces Senator, our wannabe senator, currently state rep, Rodney Hubbard. And Rodney, after, I assume, after what the stinging silence of Taleb's reception, he tries to engage the audience. And Rodney's like, hey, how you doing? Deafening silence. And I'm like, oh, ouch, again. Yet another awkward moment. So Quincy Troop launches into his the series of events that have taken us to the place where we find ourselves today. Board Bill 991, introduced by Taleb and Rodney. And the trail of tears, only they're, it's our trail of tears, their attempt to break the bank. All the money that ensued after this vote on 991. It is rare that you can see this kind of circle. Talk about, will the circle be unbroken? Well, baby, it wasn't. From 991 to 40,000 pieces of silver, the circle was not unbroken. And Quincy Troop, Alderman Troop, lays all this stuff out. Fact by fact. And he's really in their face. He's like, you know, y'all took this money. You were bought. Our community was devastated by it. And you shouldn't have done it. It was an awful thing. Just on and on and on and on, telling, they're saying their names. Rodney Hubbard, Taleb Elamine, okay, saying it, and they're standing right there. So I'm thinking, oh, shooky, it's on. It's on, right? Rodney Hubbard, and because they're trying to pass out their little flyers about Quincy Troop's a liar. I mean, this is like showdown, okay? Rodney Hubbard and Taleb Elamine passing out their little anti-Quincy Troop tapes. Okay, Quincy Troop saying, you a lie, here's the facts, here's the paper. I pass out all these papers and documents to the audience. I'm saying in my head, oh, it's on. Get out my camera phone, it's on. We fixing to see some stuff. Quincy Troop call you a lie to your face. It's on, right? So then April Ford gets up and she calls them. Now, she doesn't call them by name, but she sure talks about what they have done. Marlene Davis gets up. She don't call them by name, but she talk about the type of people to take $4,000. She don't call them by name. Okay? So that's the agenda. Then we get to the Q&A. So I'm thinking, you know, if this had happened to a Liz Brown, if somebody had called me a lie to my face, and I had made tapes about how they a lie, and I have 200-plus people sitting in a room of my constituents that are going to go tell everybody they know about what they experienced at this meeting last night, oh, you couldn't keep me off the stage. You couldn't keep me from responding. Now, as of 8:30, when I left, and the questions were being asked, I looked around, I looked to my left, I looked to my right, I looked up because, you know, I don't know everything. Maybe $40,000 gives you the ability to defy gravity. So I looked up to see if they're floating in the air somewhere. And nowhere do I see a rebuttal or an aggressive, you a liar. Let me tell you how you are a liar. Now, baby, in my neck of the woods, somebody call you out like that to your face, and you don't respond. Oh, they got a word for that, and it ain't pretty. They call y'all punk if you don't respond to that. Where you at, baby? They just called you a lie to your face. Come on with it. What you got? Well, apparently, not too much. Whoops. This is awkward. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry. Look for the usual stop and goes around the 44 exchange. Eastbound 44 as a result from Soccer Park through 270. Look for delays there as well as you approach the 270 interchange. Northbound 270 at 70, you can look for some slowdowns in the right lane as you try to exit into 70. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic, especially in the left-hand lanes. Northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit into the landing, look for no problems to report at this hour. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79, look for slowdowns there. Westbound 270 from West Forsyth into Graham Hanley, look for traffic to be building this hour. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road, look for delays. And again from the Boone Bridge into the Clarkson Valley, you can look for some usual slowdowns there. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, you've got some slowdowns, as well as from Butler Hill into 255, look for some delays. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low around 60. Friday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Friday evening, cooler, partly cloudy skies, a low in the upper 40s Friday evening. So bundle up if you're going out Friday evening. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs in around 70-degree mark. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 51 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 56. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax and my toll free. 1-877-920-WGNU. Good googly muggly. Did I say muggly, googly, googly, muggly? I've never seen anything like that in my whole life. Two grown men called out. Called all the way out. I mean, you know, if somebody, particularly when this is a civil opportunity, a huge opportunity. You have 250 people there, and you have an opportunity. You passing out flyers saying Quincy Troop alive. Okay. I mean, let's just go back to the playground. Let's go back to the boardroom, okay? You can go to the playground. You can go to the boardroom. You have started a fight by saying that someone's a lie. You've taken the time to put together a DVD. You've taken the time to put together a flyer. Now, you didn't have the courage to pass it out at my event. But... you had an opportunity, you passed it out at this event last night. And they all called you a lie. Why wouldn't you get up and say something? Why wouldn't you get up and confront that? I don't care. You can't be scared. You an elected official. And dig this. If you are scared to talk face to face to a bunch of black folks, and you're black, and you're scared to talk to a bunch of your own constituents, and you represent them, what on earth could you be doing up in Jefferson City? What on earth could you be doing up in Jefferson City on behalf of your people and your community, besides taking the money? Willie.
Good morning, sister. How are you?
I am outstanding. How are you, Willie?
You are indeed outstanding. Just a little more information. There seemed to be town hall meetings all over the city yesterday. There was one at Wells Center,
okay,
held by Demetrius Johnson.
On what? What?
I don't really care for Demetrius. I
on
think he's
what?
An opportunist, but
on
but,
what?
And anyway, I think what he did was commendable, bringing people together and talking about the violence within the city. I wasn't happy with the panel that he had up there.
Yeah,
let me run down the names on the panel up there. First of all, it was our chief, police chief, Chief Mokwa.
But okay, I'm gonna tell you what I think after you finish. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Chief Mokwa, Floyd Irons, I can't believe I remember the Muslim brother's name.
Anthony Shaheed.
Also, God, since there was two other people up there, but Chief Mokwa, I think, was...
Chief Mokwa, who is just getting ready to be given a vote of no confidence by his own white police officers? That
and
Chief Mokwa?
Our new safety director was there.
Of course. Now, wait a minute. There is nothing... Let me just say that was a gathering of nincompoops and idiots that don't know what they're doing.
I totally agree with
okay?
you.
Okay, and
the public roasted them up there. It was almost like a roast. How dare you come to us with these people not being able to give information? Charles Bryson was asked a question.
What was he asked?
By a young lady. Why did you tear up our public school system? I about fell over in my chair when a young lady, 16 years old, why have you closed all the schools in our neighborhood and put all these gangs together in one school where nothing's going to happen? They're fighting. No learning is taking place. I stood up and clapped and commended her for that question. Do you know what came out of Charles Bryson's mouth?
Stupidity.
That the mayor does not run the school district.
People
in there booed, jeered, and everything else because the mayor's done everything he can to disrupt the school
district. But understand.
Somebody stood up and said, well, what about the mayor's slate?
Wait a minute. Can I just interject for a second, Willie?
Certainly, go ahead. I just want
to interject. So that tells you what kind of public safety director this incompetent, no experience individual is going to be. Our good job brownie, okay? Because
asking for his resume, Liz. Were you qualified to be the safety director? He had the nerve to say yes.
But what's his resume?
What's your experience?
That's what I'm saying. What's your resume? Other than slovenly or just consistent devotion like somebody's pet puppy to Francis Slay. But Willie, I just got to say this. I really got to say this. What that also says, not only does it say that illustrate his incompetence, but it also illustrates his willingness to look you in your face and lie to you.
He will say anything.
He will lie to you. Let's be clear. This man demonstrated to you that I will look you in your black face and I will open my mouth like the ventriloquist dummy that I am, and I will lie and lie and lie and lie. And I don't give a dang about none of y'all sitting in this audience. And neither did any of those people on that panel. And Demetrius don't even live in the city. All he is hustling for a little bit of hookup from somebody in the city. He don't even live here.
Was he going to jail?
Yeah, well.
I almost fell over. It got. They had to end it because it got ridiculous up in there because these people were trying to answer questions off the cuff. Liz, a 7-year-old boy stood up and asked Mokwa, why do white police officers hate blacks?
Wow.
Did you hear what I said?
Wow.
7-year-old boy stood up and asked, and the first thing that comes to one's mind is, how does this little boy know this?
Wow. What kind of innocence has been lost in his life that he had that's at the front of his mind?
That is exactly right.
And that's the cost of...
Like you, I'm a military brat. I had to catch my breath when that little boy asked that question. Because in my lifetime, I knew nothing about racism being on a military installation. Until I got to a city and experienced firsthand, I knew nothing about it.
Well, unlike you, when my father, we lived off base. And we had crosses burned in our front lawn and rocks
right?
thrown through our window. Yes, sir.
Seven-year-old baby. Why do white police officers hate blacks?
7-year-old baby. And that's because he lives in
the mentality of a 7-year-old. Can you imagine what a 13-year-old thinks about police?
Hello. And what did Mokwa say?
Mokwa says that we do not look at people in colors. And I was like, Joe, you should have just kept your mouth shut.
But that wasn't the question. That wasn't the question. He asked, why did it...
That's right. The little boy's mother stood up and made the crowd understand that she did not tell her son that information. He said he watches the news daily. He sees what's going on out in the streets, and he came to his own conclusion on that.
And even if the mother had instructed the baby, this is what happens, watch your world, I'm not mad at the mother. That's what a mother is supposed to do.
That's exactly what she
because supposed and think of all the lessons that your mama and daddy are teaching you at the age of 7 and all the lessons that don't end up at the front of your mind.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like I said, I commend Demetrius.
I don't commend him for it because what it was self-serving. It was the bringing together of idiots to talk about stuff that they don't know anything about or that they've contributed to. If you were truly interested in bringing together a panel of people to address this issue, you wouldn't have brought those people. So
well, you know what?
It was an opportunistic act.
You ever heard of an emergent leader? And we had several of them up on that panel up there. But the thing with an emergent leader, people have to follow you before you become a leader.
I would say that there is nobody on that panel that was a leader or could even spell the word leader.
No one was willing to follow anybody up on that panel.
All right, now I'm proud. Here's the thing, Willie. I'm proud of us because we are clear-eyed about what's going on in this town. We're not going to be misled. We're not going to be fooled. We're not going to be distracted by idiots trying to take. Oh, no, let me put it this way: opportunistic individuals that are trying to get a hustle off of your misery, off of your pain, and off of your problems. Shame on them. And I'm so proud of that 7-year-old baby. I wish I could find him and give him a hug. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. Summertime. Man, the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This week only at your St. Louis area Sears store, you will find the Refrigeration Spectacular. During the sale, all refrigerators and freezers are on sale. Plus, you can save 20% off the regular price of a Kenmore Elite side-by-side refrigerator. Receive 12 months, no interest, no payments with your Sears card and free delivery after mail-in rebate on all home appliances over $399. Sears is the only place that offers the top 8 brands of appliances like Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, LG, KitchenAid, and Frigidaire. The Refrigeration Spectacular only runs through Thursday, so make sure to come on down to your St. Louis area Sears store before the sale ends. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Visit the Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson. Over 2,000 exhibits tell the stories of men and women who defended our freedoms during the wars of the 20th century. The Veterans Memorial Museum is a national tribute to our veterans and features the world's largest war memorial bronze statue. The Veterans Memorial Museum is easy to find. Just look for the full-size World War II P-51 Mustang fighter plane on West Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-2300.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. Don't forget, 5 o'clock today, the battle goes on. All kinds of town hall meetings going on last night. Well, don't forget, 5 o'clock in front of City Hall, Fire. The Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality is asking everybody to come out and to speak to the fact that Sherman George has the authority to make the decisions when he wants to, how he wants to, whether he wants to. That's his authority. Francis Slay has no authority over this. And also to speak to the incompetence of a Bryson. This is our good job, Brownie. This man has no experience. This man has no experience. So be there tonight at 5 o'clock at City Hall. No, Friday, I'm sorry. Friday at 5 o'clock at City Hall. Friday at 5 o'clock at City Hall. I also have another opportunity for you. There are all kinds of things going on all over this city. I want you to, if you need your carpets cleaned, another opportunity for you. Another opportunity for you. You need your carpets cleaned, contact a professional carpet cleaner. Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, an expert, a professional to do it. 3 standard size rooms and a hall, $39.95. You got your couch and your love seat, $85. What's the number? 315-7075. 315-7075. Russell's Professional Carpet Upholstery Cleaning. Get it done by a professional. I know you want your house clean for the winter, for the fall. 315-7075. 315-7075. Get to me. James.
Good morning. How you doing, Liz?
I am outstanding.
You know that I'm so proud of the little grandbaby, the little 7-year-old.
All right now.
You know what I'm saying? He sounds like one of mine because I let him know. I tell people about this system and about this racist stuff that goes on with the St. Louis Police Department. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And MoCo has done that for years and years and years. You know, he always have.
He had a rotten reputation. He had a criminal reputation.
Yes, he has. I mean, I lived under that man back in the early days, and he always have treated black people that way. And I don't know why these people don't stand up and tell it and tell their children when they see him coming, beware.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't no telling what might happen to you when MoCo come up.
All right,
but he can walk out and get his grandbaby and stuff when his daughter, doing some horrible things.
Committing crimes. His daughter, the former police officer, committing crimes.
Right. And nothing's done. It happened to my daughter. She went to the store and left my little grandbaby there for about an hour. And then when the neighbor called the police, they took my grandbaby.
They didn't call you.
Alone.
They didn't call you.
Didn't call me. Mm-hmm. I had one that was living with me. Then they tried to take that one from me.
All right.
Looked up, some ugly white woman was standing in my door talking about we coming to get the baby. I hadn't done anything. The girl was going to school every day.
All right, now.
Walking all around in my house looking up in my refrigerator.
All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Mary.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Maybe they heard your show on a Monday. I think I called in questioning you about why our mayor was giving him such a free ride with all the problems the police department has in this city and always on Sherman George. Maybe they was listening to your show. Liz, when did they orchestrate this meeting that you didn't know or no one... Oh, you didn't know anything about it, I wonder.
Mm-hmm. Don't know.
I wonder when they get it together. Did they get it together after listening to your show?
I bet they did.
After we know he's not doing his job.
And his vote of no.
And our great mayor is not just as quiet, not even making mention of all the problems the police force has.
Uh-huh.
And I'm constantly trying to get Sherman George's job.
That's
yeah,
cool.
They listen to your show because I called in Monday and made a comment about how he's running the police department and how he's always trying to run up and try to interfere with what Sherman George is doing with all his experience as a fireman in the city.
All right, now. Thank you, Mary. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown. The truth will set you free.
Good morning.
Miss Brown, that Lexington meeting, Miss Brown, you had me standing up on fire, Miss Brown.
Did you?
I couldn't believe what came out of your mouth. Miss Brown, I'm so proud of you. They think you're a pushover. I'm so proud of Charles Quincy Troop. That's the type of representative I like. He pulled the covers off me just like you did. Miss Brown, I want Rodney and tell him, what happened, Miss Brown? How come they didn't say they didn't deny they didn't take the money?
That's what I'm saying.
Somebody
called you a lie to your face in front of 250 people.
What happened, Miss
Brown? You didn't say boo to that? You didn't say, wait a minute, now we gonna have a discussion here. Wait a minute. Nope, nothing.
Brown,
they didn't
the
say boo.
Same man, I told you, Rodney Hubbard, who wants Mater's job. I don't think so, brother. You better check out all those people, Miss Brown, who wants Mater's job, because we ain't playing this time. We're not playing, Miss Brown. You hear me?
Isn't that something?
We are not playing, Miss Brown. They took that money, and you think you're going to represent me? You go ahead, Charles Quincy Troop. Keep on pulling the covers off of Miss Brown. Miss Brown, another thing. This Charles Bryson, water-carrying Charles Bryson, he tells Channel 2 he wants some type of paperwork on his death, I guess, by 5. I want to ask him so bad, if you don't get the paperwork, Mr. Bryson, that means you're going to fire Chief George, or you're going to demote him.
Well, wait a minute. You want paperwork? You can't even read. You can't even read. You don't even know where your bathroom is. You haven't even got your desk unpacked. You don't have any qualifications to judge anything. Shut up.
And you're going to have a nerve to try to tell
Shut up.
Chief George. He got something for you, brother. And, Miss Brown, guess what? Your boy, Mayor Francis Slay, he supports Chief Mokwa, but he didn't open his mouth about Chief George.
Well, figure it out. Figure it out. Chief Mokwa engages in behavior that is racist and harmful to the African community.
Oh, yes.
Sherman George engages in behavior that is fair, right, professional, and honorable. Oh, I understand why he prefer Mokwa over Sherman. I get that. One is lawless and one is lawful.
You're right, Miss Brown. Miss Brown, you, Quincy Troop, the truth will set you free. You go ahead, Miss Brown, and keep on having them town hall meetings and keep exposing these people because I'm going to call names. Have a nice day, Miss Brown.
Take care of yourself. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown. How you this beautiful day?
Barely hear you, Mac.
How you this beautiful day?
Real wonderful.
Good meeting last night.
Yeah,
I think Mocha listened. I think the Spike Cops now listening to your program. We've been asking for Mocha's hat ever since he took office.
Fact.
Now, they down there asking for it.
There you go.
So, they listening to you.
Of course they are. Of course they are, Mac.
Mocha should have never been the chief in the first place.
Fact.
Thank you, and you have a beautiful day.
Take care of yourself. The Eye on the Lou is coming up. We're going to be talking about Chief Sherman George. We're going to be talking about Charles Bryson. Got some really good information on this Charles Bryson piece. Some really good information about why he was put in that position. Some really good, good stuff. You don't want to miss it coming up in the next hour. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Flood warnings are up along the Gulf coasts of Texas and Louisiana, where Hurricane Humberto stormed ashore this morning. ABC's Wayne Dosofino was on Crystal Beach on the Bolivar Peninsula.
Boy, that rain's really starting to sting now. Humberto coming ashore, probably a lot stronger than anyone thought it would be.
Humberto is packing Category 1 force, 80-mile-an-hour winds. Forecasters say it could leave more than a foot of rain in a region still reeling from one of the wettest summers on record.
Definitely didn't need the rain. We've had more than our fair share.
Lee Lockwood, Emergency Operations Coordinator for Galveston County, says some roads are already washed out.
We do have reports of some of them that are impassable and due to either water over the roadways or power lines being knocked down.
President Bush is rolling out his troop pullback plans tonight in a nationally broadcast address. ABC's Yunji Denise has a preview.
When President Bush comes before the nation, he is expected to announce a drawdown of up to 30,000 troops from Iraq by next summer. That plan would follow the recommendations of General David Petraeus. A senior official tells ABC News the withdrawal will be closer to 21,000, which means that by next July, close to 150,000 American forces would still be in Iraq. Democrats say the president is missing the point. The surge isn't working, and withdrawing a limited number of troops isn't enough.
Bank of America is raising its ATM rates for non-customers to $3. That's the highest in the nation, but ABC's Richard Davies says not for long.
Bank of America has more ATMs than any of its rivals, and because it's the market leader, other banks are likely to raise their fees as well. This $3 charge is for non-customers. You have a bank account somewhere else, and you pay the higher fee. This increase could hit millions of consumers.
The breast cancer-fighting drug tamoxifen has shown promise in relieving the manic symptoms of bipolar disease, and while it's too dangerous to take for that, it could lead to better treatments. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Reggie Bush of the New Orleans Saints. If you live for football like I live for football, all you got to do is switch to Dish Network. Get football 24/7 on the NFL Network on Dish Network.
Get in the game with Dish Network and get over 100 of the hottest channels for only $29.99 a month. Get the best sports and movies in HD with a free HD DVR upgrade and free HD programming for 6 months. Call 1-888-770-DISH today. Offer ends 1/31/08 and is subject to change without notice. Requires $49.99 activation fee and 18-month commitment. Restrictions apply.
When you were a kid, wishing upon a star was a cute idea. But unless I'm completely in the dark here, you're not a kid anymore. Though you still got dreams, don't you? You got a plan to get them up and running, or are you just keeping your fingers crossed? Maybe it's time for a wake-up call.
Dream Plan Track from Ameriprise Financial. Financial planning redefined. Visit us at Ameriprise.com/dream.
Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Regis and Kelly are wrapping up a two-week celebration of their show's 20th anniversary.
Now, here are Regis Philbin and Kelly Ripa.
What's the secret of the show's success?
I think it's the first 20 minutes of the show. That's what I really believe. They know it's live. They know it's spontaneous.
I believe that it's Regis. People feel like they know him.
Regis is 76. Kelly is 36.
I'm almost afraid to ask it. Does it ever bother you that there is an age difference here?
I don't see an age difference. He's timeless. He's ageless.
Tomorrow's guest on Live will include Kathy Lee Gifford. It will be her first time on the show since she stepped down in 2000 and Kelly Ripa stepped in. Bill Deal, ABC News.
The buzz has already begun for this Sunday night's Emmy Awards. Producers say Kanye West could steal the show with what they hint at will be a pretty cool segment featuring a surprise that they say they can't tell you about, but they promise you're just going to love it. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brangemeyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a hearing has been scheduled in the murder case of Tiffany Sowers. Pre-trial motions will be argued tomorrow in the case of 36-year-old Jerry Inman, who is charged in the slaying of a Ladue woman. The 20-year-old Sowers was found dead in her Columbia, South Carolina apartment in May of last year. Inman faces kidnapping, rape, and murder charges in her death. Inman also faces charges in the attempted rape of a woman in Alabama and in the rape of a woman in Tennessee. Prosecutors say they intend to seek the death penalty. Missouri House Republicans have chosen a new state Speaker of the House. Ron Richard was selected to take over the chamber's top position in 2009. He will assume that position if he wins re-election to the House, Republicans hold on to power in the House, and new lawmakers abide by the wishes of their predecessors. Richard will train for the next 16 months under current House Speaker Rod Jetton, and then would have to be elected by the full House in January of 2009. Richard won a secret vote by House Republicans yesterday. Finally, this hour, the St. Louis Zoo received a $1.7 million endowment yesterday morning. The Cy Foundation, named after the late St. Louis Cardinals owner, presented the zoo with a check to benefit the Children's Zoo. The foundation director says the goal is to allow future generations to have the one-of-a-kind, hands-on learning experience that the Children's Zoo provides. The Children's Zoo features over 300 mammals, birds, reptiles, and amphibians that all interact with visitors. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brangemeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 270 between 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for stop-and-go traffic around the 44 Exchange. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270. Heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570 from Route 3 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across the span from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Westbound 270 from Newhalls Ferry into Graham Hanley. Look for delays. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road. Look for traffic to be building this hour. Northbound Route 3, that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic's building there. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight. Look for slowdowns as well. And 70 east of 47, there's a three-alarm fire at Spady Lane and Highway M out in Warrenton Oil Company. It's a hazmat deal, and it's causing some delays, but it's not affecting 70. It's just around the 47 Exchange there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies with a high in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear, low around 60. Friday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Saturday, partly cloudy, high around 70. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 51 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 56. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. It's Eye on the Lou with Liz Brown. That's on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this
end? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
It's time now for Eye on the Loo. Redistricting. Hand-picked school board members. Up-and-coming elections. Recalls. Battles in Jefferson City. Knockdown dragouts at the Board of Aldermen. Who is
welcome,
who?
Welcome, 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 welcome to Eye on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown. It's hot in here. It is hot in here. We have so much business to tend to, so much information to put to you, so many things to talk about. What is percolating all through this city is something that is, I really think, unprecedented in any city in the United States. You know, the city of St. Louis has so many number one distinctions, and very few of them are good. I mean, I don't know any city that whose best claim to fame is that their water tastes good. That's all you got going for you, is that your water tastes good. Other things, you know, we're number one in crime. We're number one in obese kids. We're the worst in school lunches in the nation. And we have all these other issues that are confronting our city and defining our city. And add to the list a blatant racist act of the attempt to remove a black, the very first African fire chief. And we have to talk about that. We really have to talk about that. And to facilitate that conversation, I have joining me this morning Captain Wayne Lester. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Very good. Let's talk, if we can, for a second, Wayne. About where we are today. There's been a threat from Francis Lay's office that Fire Chief Sherman George has to do a specific action by Friday at 5 o'clock, a specific action of promote or face fire suspension or demotion. Talk to us about that. This kind of goes back further than Friday at 5 o'clock, doesn't it?
Actually, it does. It goes back a few years ago when a test was given in the St. Louis Fire Department. A test, by the way, that the chief himself, when approached by the director of personnel, was asked his opinion on who should give the test. There were 10 testing firms available, presented to him. And the chief said, of these 10, do not choose two, E.B. Jacobs and Barrett and Associates. And the director of personnel chose one of those two firms.
chose one of the firms that the chief said do not choose.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you have the expert in the St. Louis Fire Department with over 40 years of experience asked the question by personnel of his expert opinion. And he gave them his opinion, and they totally ignored it.
And the director of personnel is directed by Francis Slay. I mean, let's just keep the fingerprints on this.
Let's keep the fingerprints on it, but I want to make it plain that he could have been independent because his particular job is a protected job.
Okay.
So he fell to the political pressure.
Okay.
When he didn't have to.
And the position was created so that he wouldn't have to
respond
to political pressure. He chose to do what Francis Slay directed him to do.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it starts back then. And once a list was compiled, there's a lot of things that we've talked about, and I've said on the show previously that this information is so layered and so complex that you cannot really explain it in a simple amount of time, but I'm going to do my best. Because there are two distinct issues here. You had, of course, the organization that I represent, Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, but you have the chief, and that's what I'm here to talk about, because the chief is the appointed authority. His issue was that this test will not yield the best candidate because it's not a good measuring stick or doesn't have the ability or the instrumentation to measure the skills and ability or the content validity of the way they do tests, and he looked at it from across the country. And the way the fire service work is, we don't try to reinvent the wheel. We call other departments, and we see what happens in other departments, and we know what the testing firms are out there with other departments and what results they yield. So he based his decision based upon the results that these cities had received from these particular companies. So it wasn't nothing new, and personnel could have did the same thing. So,
well, no, personnel was charged with doing the same
exactly.
thing. That was the Okay, personnel didn't have to do the same thing. They had an expert with 40 years of experience to rely upon.
Right.
That's why you have experts. That's why you go to experts. That's why you ask experts. So they chose not to ask the expert. Okay, didn't ask the expert. Then they had an opportunity to find out on their own, and they chose not to do that examination either. They chose instead to do specifically what Francis Lay told them to do.
Exactly.
All
so
right.
when it yielded the results of an adverse impact.
The predictable results.
The exact thing that she said would happen.
Happened.
Okay. In the meantime, what happened was there was a list compiled, and the members on that list, which come from Local 73, sued the city after they had a preferential arrangement with then Public Safety Director Sam Simon. Sam Simon ordered the fire chief to request a list and to promote from.
So wait a minute, Local 73 filed a lawsuit?
They filed a lawsuit. They sued the chief, the fire chief.
Now, I just have to ask this. I'm going to get off track just for a second here, but kind of not off track. And this is a hypothetical, Captain Lester.
Yes.
If Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality had sued Neil Satanics for that type of a reason, saying that he didn't have that authority, would there have been retribution to members of FIRE?
Without a doubt. I think it definitely would have been, because people would have done what we're seeing is happening today. They'd have made about race. And they would have been outraged that some black firemen would sue a sitting Caucasian chief.
And sue them on the grounds that he doesn't have the authority or that he needs to move on something that's within his purview to move on or not move on.
Exactly.
You know, in other words, a bunch of African men telling a white man to jump.
Not only that, to the city charter gives the chief that responsibility, and it's his sole responsibility.
So then what would the media have been saying if FIRE had filed a lawsuit saying, telling Neil Satanics to jump when the charter says that Neil Satanics can jump when he wants to jump?
Exactly.
What would the media have said about FIRE?
I think they would have tried to villainize us and marginalize us.
Okay.
As you see what's trying to happen now. So to make sure that you understand, and I'm trying to make it as simple as possible, so your listening audience can appreciate what's actually happening. The chief was actually sued by Local 73. As a matter of fact, the case was State of Missouri, Wayne Killingsworth, the respondent, versus Sherman George.
So he sued him personally. How'd that work out for Local 73?
What happened from a city perspective, that's they took him to city court and Judge Dow ruled in their favor.
Okay, same Judge Dow that ruled against us in the school issues.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the chief went to the Missouri Court of Appeals of Eastern District, and there's a document of the appellate decision that was prepared by the chief's attorney, then Don Wolf. And Wolf states that the city charter gives the chief the sole authority.
The absolute, complete, sole authority to promote.
Right. As a matter of fact, it's authorized by the civil service rules in the seventh section, section four.
Mm-hmm.
And he based his whole decision on that. So the appellate court agreed with the presentation that Don Wolf presented.
He agreed with Sherman George.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the city charter.
And the city
because
charter.
Because the charter gives the authority. And to put it into perspective, I don't know if you remember or your listening audience remember the amendments A, B, C, and D.
Absolutely. Fought hard against them. Fought hard.
The mayor tried to basically throw out the structure of government that we have and have home rule.
Right.
Where it would give him unlimited power as the sitting mayor. And totally disregard the voters, totally disregard the system that our forefathers set up. Basically, the civil service rules are there to protect those department heads, and it gives them the express authority to run their departments. In the charter, under this particular section, it gives the fire chief the sole authority to promote or not to promote. I remember going to court and remember Sam Simon getting on the stand, and while he was on the stand, he stated to the judge that he knew, under oath, mind you, that he knew that he couldn't order the chief to promote. He just ordered him to
he said that under oath.
Under oath. And I noticed that these people only tell the truth when they're under oath.
Well, sometimes.
When you get them
No, the closest they get to telling the truth is when they get under oath.
Touche.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So
he says that under oath, that he knew that he didn't have the authority to order the chief to promote. Fast forward, Wayne. What are we happening? What's happening today?
So, let me make it plain, because I want you to understand this. What the media has done is lumped Fire's lawsuit
mm-hmm.
with, and totally ignored this lawsuit,
mm-hmm.
because you hear the resounding voices. Well, the judge said,
mm-hmm.
and the courts found. Well, the appellate courts found that the chief had the only authority to promote.
No. The Supreme Court found.
Well, we haven't gotten to that point
because
what happened was 73 didn't stop there because they took it to the Missouri Supreme Court.
Of course not.
And the Supreme Court said we agree with the appellate court.
The chief has the authority to promote.
That's it.
Period dot. The charter says so. End of story.
Yes.
Yet and still, this was in what year?
This was in 2005.
Okay.
It was filed according to this document, the Missouri Court of Appeals, it was filed on May 31st, 2005.
So, here we are, 2007, and we have Francis Slay attempting to order the chief to do something.
Well, I think we need to go back because we have Sam Simon who gave this initial order.
Right.
Remember that.
Okay.
He gave the initial. He came back, it's now 2007, and gave the same illegal order.
And
in violation of the city charter, in violation of the appellate court, in violation of the Supreme Court of Missouri.
And one more in violation of, as a moral person, you're a moral person, I'm a moral person, Sam Simon gave a directive contrary to what his stated morals and what he knew to be the truth. Because he said on the stand he knew he didn't have the authority to order Sherman George to do that.
Exactly.
So in 2007, he, in contrary to what he said, as he knew was, he was engaged in an act that he knew was wrong.
Exactly. Not only that, I want this to resonate with your audience because when I thought about it, put us back in remembrance of him being on the stand.
Mm-hmm.
When he took the oath to become the director of public safety, he swore to uphold the charter, the city charter.
Wow.
The very charter that he swore to uphold, he was now in violation of.
And knowing in violation of.
Exactly.
Because when he said on the stand, I know I don't have the authority to order the chief to do this, for him 2 years later to order the chief to do to knowingly do something that he knew was wrong, he should have lost his job because he took an oath to adhere to the charter.
Well, there was a lot of things he should have lost
his
job.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
Not to mention the fact that people that have lost their life, and my prayers go out to their family down at the Justice Center.
Fair enough.
So there's a lot of things that he was proved to be incompetent on. Ordering the or requesting that the SCBA mask be taken back. We found out that, you know, they came and lied. Joe Rohde got on the made an article in the, one of the publications and said that he didn't do that. And then they produced the actual document that wasn't CC'd to anybody, that he did do that. So he was incompetent on every level.
Okay,
so
let's get to back to the we have a Supreme Court saying that Sherman George, by virtue of the charter, has the sole authority whether to promote, when to promote.
Exactly.
Okay, so here we are in September of 2007.
Yes, and before Simon resigned, he had given this, again, illegal order. In the meantime, he goes to make more money at St. Louis U with less responsibility because I guess the city was too much for him.
And also, we also have to, this is an incredible job advancement for Simon.
Yes.
He's making more money, but also you have to add into it as well, when you work for St. Louis University in that capacity, your kids get to go to St. Louis University for free.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So that's an additional perk going along with that job.
Yes.
Okay, so he left this job in the middle of this order.
Right.
Okay.
So we have in this mix, we have a shift of the mayor appointing Charles Bryson to the position of Director of Public Safety.
And let me ask you this, because you're an expert. You're a captain in the St. Louis Fire Department. And you deal with safety all the time. You teach about safety. You live about safety. You think about safety. You work on safety. That's your job.
Yes.
What is your response to a person like Ed Bryson being appointed to head public safety? What questions do you have about a person like Bryson being appointed by Francis Slay to be head of public safety?
The natural question that comes to my mind, what are your qualifications to become the Director of Public Safety? Because I want you to understand, he's not just the director over the fire department. He's over corrections.
Mm-hmm.
He's over neighborhood stabilization. He's over EMS. He's over the jails. He's over the fiasco that's happening down there at the Justice Center, the escaped prisoners. Remember, that's why Simon was put in that spot, because he was from the fire department. He had a security background.
Police department. Mm-hmm.
And he had a...
He had 20-something years worth of experience from the police department.
Right.
Okay, so at least you could say that Simon had decades of life experience within that institution.
Exactly.
Okay, whether or not he had the qualification, we could at least start with what...
Whether or not he was functional.
There you go.
And that position was a different story.
So the only thing that we know about Bryson is that he has a canine-like devotion to Francis Slay.
Yes, and that seemed to be the only qualification, because in looking at it, I went to the mayor's website, and there was a statement about Bryson being the public safety director.
And I want you to hold that thought, because we have to take a break. But I just have to say this is just amazing. All Bryson has is kind of like a Katrina all over again. It's like Katrina all over again, with Brownie being brought in with no experience other than a connection with horses. Here we have this guy with a canine connection to devotion to Francis Slay. That's all he brings to the table. These are amazing times, folks. And don't forget, today, tomorrow at 5 o'clock at City Hall, Fire and everybody else is going to be down there demanding that the authority of Fire Chief Sherman George be adhered to. And there's also something else happening today we're going to talk about, too. There's many things going on, folks. Don't you leave the room. We'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic. 70 eastbound from Bryan Road, 279. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to a disabled truck. Look for that on the side of the road. Westbound, 270 from Bell Fountain through Graham Hanley. Look for delays. Eastbound, 40 from Clarkson through Mason. It is a mess out there. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Northbound, 270 from 55 through Big Bend. Look for stop-and-go traffic all the way up from 55 into Big Bend. A lot of slowdowns there. Westbound, 5570 from 64 and into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays, especially in the left lanes. 94 at Harvest Drive. Look for an accident. Westbound, 64 from 15th into the 5570 merge. Look for slowdowns there. Eastbound 70 from Earth City Expressway through Lindbergh. Look for slowdowns there as well, or through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for delays there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow from the Illinois Bank into the landing. And eastbound 40 from Ballast through Lindbergh. Look for heavy volume going on there as well. Route M at Spady Lane, that's out in Warrenton. Look for an serious fire at Warrenton Oil Company warehouse. Hazmat units responded, and there are no injuries, and departments are being dispersed out to that area. Smoke over I-70, but traffic is flowing freely this hour. So look for that if you're coming out from west St. Charles County. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear, low around 60. Friday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high around 70. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 52 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 56. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Eye on the Lou. That's up next. Take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Only this is Thursday, so that would make it I on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown. We're talking about Chief Sherman George. We're talking about what's happening in the fire department. My guest this hour is Captain Wayne Luster. And Wayne, you and I were talking off the air about the calculated choice of Francis Slay to pick you're doing a great job, Brownie, Charles Bryson, to head the fire department, or head the public safety. You were talking about something that caught your eye about this election, this calculated act.
What caught my eye was went to the mayor's blog, and there's a statement by Charles Bryson about his appointment. And he starts off saying that he probably won't know what his appointment means.
So,
yeah.
Read that line.
He said you probably want to know what my appointment means, and here's what I think. So he's saying that you want to know what it means. He wants to clarify it in my understanding to the public what his appointment means.
Wow.
Then he says my appointment gives us a chance for a fresh start. Now, that's positive in my mind that, okay, you got this up-and-coming African-American man that is about to embark upon
a new way of doing things.
A new way of doing things. You bring a fresh voice, mm-hmm. a fresh set of eyes.
Fresh means unlike old.
Exactly.
Okay.
a new pair of ears.
Okay.
All right, that's going to look at this thing objectively.
Mm-hmm.
But then he goes into something that I really don't understand. He says,
which is kind of, it's startling. This is a startling statement.
He says, running the city's largest department is a killing job.
What the heck does that mean, Wayne?
I was trying to understand that.
Running the city's largest department. Now, I got to go back to George W. Bush. I got to go back to the largest natural disaster to hit this country. When the largest natural disaster hit this country, the guy that was running the largest public safety arm of this country, FEMA, is a guy by the name of Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And he had absolutely no experience to run this.
Right.
And here we have the largest department in the city of St. Louis. We have a guy who can't help. I think that there's a spirit within him that he can't help but confess unintentionally, because when anybody starts their first thing to you when they get a new job is, you probably wonder why I got this job, huh? I mean, your first statement should be, I'm proud and honored to have this position. I look forward to it. I bring all this experience to it. But the first thing, it's an unintentional confession. He's saying, I know there's some explaining that I need to do, because it doesn't make any sense that somebody like me would have this job because I don't have any qualifications.
And you know what? I think that's exactly it, because when you listen to what people say,
mm-hmm.
and subconsciously,
yep.
they say what's actually in them.
In their heart.
Right.
And
for those ones that believe the scriptures, it says, out of your mouth are the issues of life.
There you go.
So what's in you is going to come out.
It's going to come out. So his first statement is, y'all probably wondering, y'all know I need to explain why somebody like me got this job, because for real, I don't have any qualifications.
Not only that, I got it at a time when the first African-American chief is under attack.
Getting ready to be fired.
Yes.
Getting ready to be fired. And Wayne, before we get on further with that, I want to ask this question of you, because I know that a lot of people in the media have been asking this question. Do you think that the race of Charles Bryson, our Brownie, you're doing a great job, do you think that his race had anything to do with his selection?
Well, I thought about that, because that was one of the questions that was posed to him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it and you think about it, you've got to say it was an obvious move out of an old playbook,
mm-hmm.
that you would put a black face to attack the first African-American chief. But when I looked at it, I tried to take out the racial component, because I know people are uncomfortable talking about race. And then I tried to look at it from a human standpoint. There is a person, and I don't know if the public knows this, that's right now the deputy public safety director.
And this is the largest department in the city of St. Louis.
That has been there for some time.
Okay.
In that office. And she's a white female. And her name is Charlene Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
She was passed over for this particular person to get this job. Now, let's look at this. I noticed that when I looked at the media and looked at television, that they would show Simon. And even in the publication, the only paper that we have in the city, in this metropolitan area, they showed Simon, which was a white male. Then they showed Bryson, which was an African-American male, to show you that, hey, we're putting a black face on this thing. Now they're doing interviews. This is a black face that we're putting on this thing. What would it have been if you had Simon, then this white female? The racial component was still there. But what's insulting to me, and I think to the community, is after this appointment and after every statement that Francis Slay has made, he ends it by saying, we're going to heal the racial divide in the city of St. Louis Fire Department. How do you heal the racial divide when you do an act like this?
When you engage in an act that is a calculated act based upon race in order to get your racial issue completed. Okay, I mean, you skipped over a white woman who is more than qualified, more qualified than Bryson will ever be.
I don't know if I would say qualified. I would say she had the experience in the office.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I mean by qualifications, in terms of Bryson has no qualifications for this
or
job.
Or experience.
Okay, so she has qualifications, at least on paper. Okay, I'm not talking about what kind of human being she is, whether she's a good human being or a bad human being, a racist human being, a non-racist human being. I'm not saying that. On paper, there is no defense to make a job selection for the largest department in the city of St. Louis with the two resumes of these two people next to each other. It makes no sense, except if you are picking Bryson as a man of African descent to be able to make the decision to get rid of the African fire chief that you want removed in order to get promotions for white people.
Not only that, you've got to wonder, if you passed up this deputy public safety director,
deputy,
that's her title.
That's her title.
They created that for.
That's correct. That's correct.
So they're in a promoting mood. They promoted a bunch of other folks. We can give you the laundry list. So they're in a promoting mood,
mm-hmm.
whether they're qualified or not qualified.
There you
so
go.
You've got to wonder, is this a temporary move? So
once
he has done what he is supposed to do, his task, does she then get the position? You've got to ask that question, because that's the next logical thing. Because we're talking about qualifications. We're talking about folks who say or have this sense of entitlement that I deserve a promotion, because that's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there's some other things that's really disturbing. In this document that the new public safety director writes in this thing as his first statement as the public safety director.
And we're going to come back to some more unintentional confessions. We're also going to continue to talk about this. Just like, and Wayne, we were talking about this off the air, just this visceral response to the actions of this brownie. You're doing a great job, Charles Bryson. One of the things that he said about Francis Lay and him himself on the air, I think on television last night. We're going to come back and talk about that when we come back. Don't forget, Friday at 5 o'clock at City Hall. Be there. Be there. We'll be back. Stay with us. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck Pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all. Dateline Seoul. U.S. officials are declaring a nuclear inspection of North Korea a success. The State Department said yesterday that North Korea showed visiting officials everything they asked to see at the communist nation's main nuclear complex. The goal was to determine how to disable the facility so it could not produce more bombs. The U.S. officials are joined by Chinese and Russian experts and will continue their tour of North Korea's Yongbyon nuclear site today before returning to Pyongyang on Friday for discussions with North Korean officials. This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all.
If you're looking for the right contractor, All Rehab and Repair is all you need. For all rehab work and all repair work, call 314-645-9393. Basement remodeling, siding, porches, decks, kitchen and bath remodeling and repair. All the chores you can't or don't want to do yourself. What are you waiting for? Call for a free estimate. 314-645-9393. Small or large, home or office. Call the ones who do it all. All Rehab and Repair. 314-645-9393. Visit them online at allrehabrepair.com. Major credit cards accept.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Previously on the Sloan Ranger program.
How come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes
times outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair, and nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut? Which is exactly what should have happened. Should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story, it's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is I on the Lou. I'm here with Captain Wayne Luster. We're talking about the fire department. And Wayne, I've been saying for the last couple of days or so that there's going to be an action at City Hall tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And who are you asking to come out for that?
We're asking everyone to come out. Mm-hmm. There's a press release that's out naming all of the organizations that are in support of the fire chief. And this is not just fire. This is the community. The community is outraged at these actions. And I don't know, and that's why I'm here, to give you the legal point of view from what the appellate court and the Supreme Court said. The truth has always been there, but it hasn't been talked about to shed light on this particular issue, that the chief has already been sued on this, mm-hmm. whether he has the authority to promote or not. And the Supreme Court in Missouri have said that he does.
And also Sam Simon said on an oath, I know I don't have the authority to order him to promote.
Right.
I know that I don't have the authority. And then we have this act, and you and I had talked about how uncomfortable that there's some kind of visceral response to the selection by Francis Slay of Brownie, you're doing a great job, Charles Bryce. Talk to us about the one comment that you heard him say on the air that just really speaks to that visceral response to the manner of man that this individual is.
The PR firm, Channel 2 News, mm-hmm. because they're pushing this thing to the public.
Pushing the firing of Sherman George.
The firing of Sherman George and the appointment of Bryson.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did a poll yesterday and then they did this racial piece in the fire department.
Whatever.
So-called racial piece.
Mm-hmm.
And his statement was that he's going to address the racial problem in the St. Louis Fire Department because he and the mayor can't sleep at night.
Wait a minute. Bryson said, me and the mayor can't sleep at night? What does that make you, when you hear that, I know what I'm thinking in my head right now, and I know what I want to say. What does that make you think about a man that would say something like that?
Well, to be honest with you, Liz, it's amazing because you've got to understand my background. I was raised by my grandmother and my mother. My father was murdered when I was a kid. So I love black women. But my mentors have been strong men of African descent. And for a man to roll over and submit to another man does something for me as a man.
Mm.
Because of the man that's in me.
Mm.
And it's hard for me to... And I struggle, I'm going to be honest with you, and mm-hmm. I've got to be honest with the listening audience, because the history that we have and the desire for us to see men stand up is something when a man stands up.
Mm-hmm. Who you telling? Who you telling? Ain't nothing better than seeing a man stand up. I'm telling you, from a woman's point of view, there's nothing more powerful and compelling than a man who stands up.
And you have the first African-American chief in the St. Louis Fire Department standing for principle.
That's right.
Saying that... I'm standing for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this person, Charles Bryson, rolling over for and submitting to another man on the side of wrong in mm-hmm. violation of the Supreme mm-hmm. Court mm-hmm. of Missouri, in mm-hmm. violation of the appellate court. So when he said that we can't sleep at night, it made me think of Malcolm X, our great leader, when he was debating someone, he said, that made the statement, "We sick, boss." That's the first thing that came in my mind. Are we sick, boss? And it's a hurtful thing to see a man roll over.
And it's the thing that just makes, that brings up all of the power and the strength within you to say, to respond to this, because, and I can only speak from a woman's perspective, and I can say that to see a man roll over and show his belly to another man, to see a man roll over and show his belly in with an effort to hurt a community, to see a man when he did not have to go through what our ancestors had to go through, to submit himself and show his belly and say, and to tell that lie in showing his belly, because Francis Lay sleeps fine at night. There is nothing about Francis Lay that stays up worried about race except how to promote his white friends within the fire department. So first, you're crazy. Second, this is that you're telling a lie. And third, you're showing your belly. This is sickening. It is just sickening. And then fourth, you do not have the qualifications for this position. You're being used anyway. You're allowing yourself to be used anyway. There's something happening tonight, isn't there? Yeah, because I think that everybody within the sound of our voice needs to feel this sickness, needs to feel this fury, needs to feel this just disgust that you have when you see a grown man roll over and submit and show his belly and then be incompetent and then try to get rid of a powerful, principled man. What's happening tonight?
Let me say this, ladies. Before I tell you what's happening tonight, I think our community is sick and tired of people that refuse to represent the community.
Tell them.
And you talked about it in your last hour about the meeting that you had.
Mm-hmm.
When you confront these people that bring garbage to our community and bring insults and assaults to our community, you can't let them walk around the community comfortable.
You can't. You can't. That's our job. We cannot let that happen. We cannot let that happen.
If you are assaulting our community, you can't. You can't be comfortable. So we're going to 4613 Penrose.
Say it again. 4613 Penrose.
And that's the house of Charles Bryson.
All right. And Brownie lives there.
We're asking his neighbors to come out. If you live in the 21st Ward, if you live in the Penrose Park neighborhood, come out. We're going to be there. And we're going to be picking in his house. You can't be comfortable and assault our community.
You can't be okay. You can't be comfortable, and you show as heck can't be incompetent. How are you going to? You incompetent. You are not qualified, and you're going to try to assault our community and do wrong against a principled person in the community. You can't be comfortable with that. And also, I think that there needs to be a message sent out there too, Captain Luster, that one of the things that he wants to say is he's going to be able to address this issue of race. He has no credibility in our community to address the issue of race. The only thing that he has been is a completely canine-like, devoted individual to Francis Lay. If you have been canine devoted to Francis Lay, you are illegitimate to speak on the issue of race, because Francis Lay is in complete opposition to discussing the issue of race legitimately. The only way that Francis Lay discusses the issue of race is to further his own racist agenda.
Not only that, I want to go back to the statement of Charles Bryson.
What time is that?
That's going to be, you can assemble at the fire building. That's 1020 North Tell at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock today.
Yes. Okay. And then we will proceed over there to 4613 Penrose.
4613 Penrose. Tonight,
yes.
at 4 o'clock, meet at the fire building at 1020 North Taylor, and then we're going over to 4613 Penrose.
Yes.
Okay. And you started to say?
And I can't get into all of this statement, but he makes a statement that he has a different style, different skill, different friends, and he feels that he does bring something differently to the public safety department. But he says something that is total opposite of that, 180 degrees. He says it's an important thing, though, that won't change. Chief George must still make the promotions by Friday.
So what is
that's an order that stands and I endorse. So after all this freshness,
yeah,
after all this different set of eyes and ears,
let's get to the real deal.
I still want to be in violation of the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals.
And
I still want to violate the charter.
I haven't, I wonder if he's even taken his oath yet. The first thing out of his mouth is, I'm going to violate the oath that I've taken to uphold the charter. That's the first thing out of his mouth. If that's not Brownie, I don't know what is.
Exactly.
If that's not Brownie, I don't know what is. Wayne Luster, tonight at 4 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor, meet at the Fire Building, gathering there to go to the home of our Brownie, Charles Bryson, 4613 Penrose tonight.
Come on out.
Come on out. And then tomorrow at 5 o'clock at City Hall.
Yes.
All right. Now, Captain Wayne Luster, thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Liz. Thank you.
All right. We're taking a break. Back with Justice for Reggie. Stay with me.
More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. It's wet and it's windy along the Gulf Coast of Texas and Louisiana this morning as Hurricane Humberto rolls in, packing 80-mile-an-hour winds. ABC forecaster Sam Champion has his eye on the storm in Texas.
We are breathing a sigh of relief from Houston all the way to Galveston this morning, as anything tropical in this area makes everyone just kind of get very concerned. But now this storm is passing a bit to the north. It's throwing its heaviest wind and rain from Beaumont all the way into Lake Charles, Louisiana, and that will continue with some tornado watches in that area.
The storm is striking in a region already slogging through one of its wettest summers on record. Soon after President Bush unveils his new battle plan for a drawdown of 21,000 troops from Iraq by next year, in tonight's primetime address, ABC's Dick Ratner says Democrats will present their own.
Democrats have chosen combat veteran Senator Jack Reed to respond to the president's speech tonight. Senate Leader Harry Reid calls Mr. Bush's Iraq plan unacceptable.
It appears the president's dug in, unwilling to recognize that his strategy is placing all the burden on our military, and it's simply not working.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi warns the president's plan would keep American combat troops in Iraq for 10 years. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
A new motivation program is being rolled out in New York to encourage low-income families to lift themselves out of poverty. ABC's Dan Harris explains how it works.
A new social experiment spearheaded and partly funded by New York's billionaire mayor Michael Bloomberg. These people will now be paid for doing lots of small things like getting a library card and attending school regularly that can make a big difference.
Education can apparently extend your life. A new study found people with at least some education beyond high school had a lower cancer death risk. The study in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute found that the more education people had, the lower their risk. This is ABC News.
Will you love me when I'm six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your little one, which is why we've introduced the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus, rated the safest full-size car in America.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. And according to NHTSA government crash tests, Taurus earned perfect 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts. Plus, with optional electronic stability control, Taurus is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
Even when you're as old as me.
The all-new 28-mile-per-gallon Ford Taurus. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on both NHTSA 5-star crash test ratings and with optional ESC, IIHS top safety pick. Star ratings are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation SaferCar.gov program. www.safercar.gov. EPA estimated 18 City 28 Highway Front will arrive.
Outspoken rapper Kanye West will be performing at the Emmys on Sunday night in a segment that producers are promising will be pretty cool. ABC's Dave Alpert has the story.
Kanye West on the Emmys?
Kanye's coming. We're confirming that.
But producer Ken Ehrlich's not saying just what the controversial rapper will be doing on the show.
It's a fun thing we're doing with him that I'd rather leave as a surprise, but people should love it.
Sunday night's show will also feature a performance by pop star Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera and Tony Bennett doing Steppin' Out from their multi-Emmy-nominated special.
And there'll be a musical salute to The Sopranos. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Los Angeles.
He was down, but he's not out, and in fact, he's already back. Jim Samples, the former head of the Cartoon Network, who resigned over a publicity stunt that caused a terror scare in the city of Boston, has been hired as the next president of HGTV, the Home and Garden Cable Network. It boasts more than 95 million subscribers. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brinsmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a Belleville woman has been charged in the death of her mother. 65-year-old Karen Vickers was charged Tuesday with two counts of criminal neglect of an elderly person. Police found Karen Vickers lying in a parking lot and unable to get back to her feet. She was reportedly intoxicated and confused. An officer took her to her apartment and found 90-year-old Beatrice Vickers dead. Police say it appeared she had been neglected for some time and dead for several hours. Karen Vickers was taken to an area hospital for evaluation and is now in the St. Clair County Jail on $100,000 bond. Hearings have begun regarding budget cuts by Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. Legislators opposing the cuts hope the hearings will generate enough support to override the governor's vetoes. Lawmakers say they intend to focus on cuts to emergency equipment for firefighters, small-town ambulance service, and services for elderly veterans. Blagojevich says he only cut projects that are wasteful or simply not a top priority right now. Finally this hour, a judge has stepped aside in the attempted battery case of Samson Shelton. Circuit Judge Annette Eckert recused herself from the case yesterday because her husband, a Belleville lawyer, had given legal counsel to Shelton's mother. The case involves allegations that Shelton became unruly after an apparent suicide attempt. Shelton was convicted of attempting to kill Millstadt teenager Ashley Reeves in June. The battery case is now before Circuit Judge John Barasevic. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brinsmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 70 is stop and go from Bryan Road through Mid Rivers Mall. Northbound 270 is a mess from 55 all the way up through Doherty Ferry. Look for delays, especially around the 44 interchange. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for stop-and-go traffic, especially in the left-hand lanes. Northbound Illinois Route 3 is slow at the top of that ramp. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70. Look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 44 from 141 through 270. Look for delays. Westbound 64 from 15th into the 5570 merge. Look for slowdowns. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Lindbergh. Look for delays. Southbound 270 from St. Charles Rock Road through Page. Look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 70 from Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for some slowdowns. And westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow across the span into the landing. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and this weekend. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear, low around 60. For Friday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Saturday, partly cloudy, high around 70. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Currently, we have 52 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 57 and partly cloudy skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. Take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. It's Justice for Reggie with Jamala Rogers and Liz Brown. It's on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. solution to the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go? I think I'm hearing revolution to the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go?
It is time for us to use our power. For power, nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this
end? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome. It is Thursday around 8 o'clock. My name is Liz Brown, so that means it is time for Justice for Reggie. Good morning, Jamala Rogers.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Pretty good,
All kinds of stuff percolating all through every vein of this city.
As usual, Liz, and we talk about the kinds of things that happen in St. Louis and wonder if they could possibly happen in other places. And I just think the whole fire chief mayor scenario, I just don't see it happening in some place like L.A. or Washington, D.C. or Atlanta. So, I mean, the dynamics are very different here. And, of course, it permeates every aspect of life here in St. Louis, including the criminal justice system. And that's why, really, we have this particular hour to talk about how that bears down on the struggle for justice when you come into a courtroom when you are confronted by a police officer. And so, you know, one of the things that we'll be talking about when we bring on our guest is what happens to people who are wrongfully convicted? Once they get exonerated, do they go into ride off into the sunset, you know, taken care of for life because of the egregious things that have been done to them? And, of course, in a lot of cases, the answer is no.
And I would just like to kind of make a comparison about and just to crack open our collective psyches and our collective consciousness and try to get people to do some self-examination. I have to go to Michael Vick for a second because I still remember all of the outrage that people expressed about what happened to dogs. And okay, and I understand that, and I feel the compassion for that, the concern for that. And I have to ask America, okay, if you feel this kind of compassion and concern, as you should, for victims, okay, for innocent victims that aren't human, then let's talk about our compassion, our concern about innocent victims who are human, okay? And these are innocent victims. We're talking about innocent people that have been wronged in the most inhumane manner. Their lives taken away from them that can never be replaced, and never be returned.
And the lives of their families.
And the lives of their families. So we're not talking about just a dog. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a man, a woman, a mother, a father, a aunt, a uncle, a child, a son, a daughter, a nephew. All of these, the ripples that impact an innocent victim being put on death row, being put behind bars with decades of their lives removed. How does America feel about the treatment of that innocent victim? And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Amanda Paulson, reporter with the Christian Science Monitor, is joining us from Chicago. She has written this wonderful article. State's compensation for wrongful imprisonment ranges from zero to millions of dollars. How do we feel? We're going to find out when we come back. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Person.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work, and it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Previously on the Lone Ranger program,
I will tell you the advice that a wise woman once gave to me for women looking for a good man. First, you find a dependable, hardworking man who's helpful around the house. Second, you find a loving man who will spoil you and take care of you and never lie to you. And third, you find a thoughtful man who can make you laugh. And most important of all, you make sure these three men never meet each other.
Oh, that's great.
The Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU. The award-winning wake-up call, analyzing the story shaping your world.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation, of course, with Jamala Rogers. And our guest this morning is Amanda Paulson, reporter with the Christian Science Monitor. She's joining us from Chicago. She's written an article, State Compensation for Wrongful Imprisonment Ranges from Zero to Millions of Dollars. Amanda, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Very good.
So, Amanda, and we know that you'll only be able to be with us for a half hour or so, but could you tell us what prompted you to write this kind of article and talk a little bit about the racial dynamics as you began to pursue it in terms of places where there was legislation passed and even who were the recipients of those kinds of awards? Was there any differences or disparities between African-Americans and whites or even Latinos?
Well, the yes, why I did this article, and this article had to do with what some of the disparities about how states treat the exonerated, and it was because, you know, the 200th person was exonerated a few months ago. It was in April, I believe, and I thought it was, you know, occasion that was worth marking. And this is an issue that doesn't get a whole lot of attention. You know, what happens to these men after they've been, you know, they've been freed and have been exonerated, and I was pretty startled to discover how big the disparities are. Many of them get nothing. Some do get quite a bit of compensation. Really changes across the board. One of the men that I talked with who had recently been denied a request was Alan Kratzer in Florida, who was, I think he served, he served almost 25 years in Florida prison for
rape and kidnapping.
Yes, and which he did not commit.
And it was DNA that cleared him of those rape and kidnapping charges. He was exonerated.
Yes, absolutely. He was exonerated. And so he, because the Florida government does not have a bill that just provides a standard way of dealing with exonerated prisoners, he had to petition to the Florida legislature, which he did for $1.25 million, and he was denied. And you asked a little bit about the, you know, the racial disparity. I can't say that was something I looked into a lot, but I do know that in Florida in particular, the only man who was granted his request was a white man who had been exonerated. And I can't remember, I think it was six or seven men who are African American who were denied. Now, that, like I said, this wasn't something that I looked into across the board in the U.S. This wasn't, and there's no way of totally knowing what was going on there, but that is what's happened in Florida.
And let me ask this question, Amanda. After looking at the wildly disparate the ranges of monies that people received after being exonerated, does America really believe in exoneration?
I think Americans, absolutely. And I think that most Americans believe that, I think they believe in exoneration, and I think they believe that compensation should happen. The problem is in getting the legislatures often to come up with these bills to standardize it. They're very, often they're very loath to do it.
And why is that?
Well, I think the main reason, certainly the one they say a lot, is they're worried about the money. They don't have the money. How are they going to be able to find the money to do this? I think there also, some people have a little bit of a belief of this would be, you know, acknowledging that they are responsible when the justice system goofs up. Some people believe the justice system is fallible, we're going to make mistakes, yes, we should exonerate people, but we shouldn't pay them. And then, I don't know, I think there's maybe some legislators that simply
don't believe in exoneration.
Right. And they don't want to, they don't really want to acknowledge it. But for the most part, whenever this issue comes before the public, it's pretty overwhelming that people want these, you know, men who have been shown to be innocent to be compensated.
Is it fair to say that there isn't any lobbying, there aren't any lobbying efforts out there, there's no collective out there to say that pay people when they are wronged? And pay former prisoners.
Right.
When they were wrong.
Real lobby. I mean, there's groups like the Innocence Project that do a lot and are working very hard to try and help legislatures craft bills.
But it's innocent.
Really like to see it standardized so that men like Kratzer don't even have to come with these individual petitions. You know, they'd really like there just to be a standardized system.
But that's just, it's the Innocent Project, not projects,
innocent
plural.
Project.
So there's not a whole lot of them out there fighting for this.
Right.
Give us some idea of the different types of compensations that people have gotten, Amanda.
Well, the best is simply with the people that can get to the more standardized system or certain laws that would say $50,000 per year of wrongful imprisonment, and then also perhaps services like free job training, college education, counseling, mental health services, health care, things like that. There aren't many states that offer that. Right now, most of the people who've been compensated, it's been individual petitions. So, for instance, James Tillman was one who fairly recently did a petition. He was in Connecticut, and he was awarded $5 million. That's at the very high end.
And he spent 18 years behind bars for something he didn't do.
And that was at the high end. There's a few others that have gotten awards of, you know, a million or two. I think some who've gotten it has been as low as, you know, $25,000 or $30,000, but at least have gotten something, and then a large number who have gotten nothing.
Amanda, what do the men that have been exonerated, what do they say that they want?
Most of them say they want an apology, they want their record cleared, they want help with things like job training, education, counseling, things to help them feel like a normal person again, and they want some money to help, you know, make up for these many years that they spent wrongfully behind bars.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, your article is about states' compensation, monetary compensation. How many of the states give these innocent men an apology? So, and an apology doesn't cost anything. How many of the states have some form of program that gives them an apology?
You know, I don't actually have the statistics on that, but I do know that there's a number of men that don't get that, and some who don't even get their record cleared.
Wow.
And I was going to say, just in terms of the job market, mm-hmm. when that's not cleared, and sometimes when it is cleared,
right. The
fact that you are a, quote, ex-convict is a stigma that it continues whether you were exonerated or not. And so the difficulty of finding jobs is really, really high among those who are exonerated.
Did any of the men...
Absolutely. You know, another thing that struck me is the fact that in some of these states, and again, this isn't all. Some states actually do have a pretty good system for dealing with it, but it's not very many. In many of these states, the exonerees don't even get access to the same services that parolees would get because they're not technically
parolees.
Wow. They've been cleared. They're innocent. They're freed. So they don't get access to the kind of, you know, halfway services or perhaps job services or a bus ticket or whatever that someone on parole is going to get.
Let me get to a caller or two here. Bob, you have a question for our guest, Amanda Paulson.
Yes, I do. And good morning. And thank you for bringing her. In addition to not getting equal treatment to be exonerated for crimes we haven't done, I'd like to know if she's familiar with this political system we have here in Missouri called the second injury funds that seem to be given out by the state to people who claim them. And has she ever heard of any minorities getting those kind of funds? Thank you, Liz.
I'm not familiar with that particular system.
Are there any separate types of, or any other places where people can go to get monies within the state if they've been exonerated, or do they always have to rely specifically on state funds?
Usually I think it has to do with state funds, but I don't know for certain. Maybe there's somewhere else, but for the most part it seems to have to go to state funds.
What about federal funds? Has anybody ever sued the federal government for this? Have they made that kind of connection?
They haven't, although the federal government actually has one of the strongest laws, and the Innocence Project, for instance, is trying to get most states to adopt laws that would mirror that federal government law. The federal government provides that if someone is exonerated, they would get $50,000 per year, and there's no maximum.
Have we had anybody walking out of federal prison that has been exonerated?
I don't think, certainly not since that law has been in place.
And with respect to DNA, are some of these compensation laws tied solely to the evidence of DNA, or can you be exonerated through, I don't know, a confession of someone else?
You know, most of the ones, though I was looking particularly at these DNA ones,
mm-hmm.
And that's still been the majority of cases simply because it's so hard to get a conviction overturned. And DNA evidence seems to be the one thing that ultimately people are willing to believe because it's science that can, you know, really conclusively free somebody. there have been people who've been exonerated through other means, but I think it's much rarer. And that's also why so many of the exonerees, it tends to be for rape crimes, because those are the ones that typically have DNA evidence. But obviously there are other crimes that may well have innocent people behind bars, but because there is no DNA evidence, it's going to be much harder to exonerate them.
And Amanda, where can people get a copy of your article?
I think if they go online at www.tsmonitor.com and you just did a, if you did a search for like compensation and exonerated, the article would come up.
And I know you have a new baby that wants some of your attention.
Yeah.
So we want to thank you very much for joining us this morning and sharing this article with us.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Amanda.
Bye-bye.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Listen, folks, we're going to take a break. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about, a whole lot of stuff to talk about. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I am Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Southbound 170 from Page through Olive. Look for a vehicle on fire. Car's on the shoulder, but a pumper is blocking the lane as it's trying to extinguish the fire. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 40 from Spady through Lindbergh. Look for delays. Southbound 270 from 70 through Page. Look for slowdowns there as well. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through Mid Rivers Mall. Look for slowdowns there as well. Northbound 270 from 44 through Big Bend. Look for stop-and-go traffic as a result of just the earlier congestion going on around 44. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for delays as well. Westbound 40 from Bellevue through Brentwood. Look for the left lane at Bellevue and the right lane at Hanley and then Brentwood Boulevard. That's road construction going on there. It's going to cause all sorts of tie-ups there. Westbound 70 at Jennings Station Road and Hanley. Look for an accident, so expect slow traffic. Westbound 44 from McLeod Station through Big Bend. Look for delays due to construction work. And westbound 5570 from 4th Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slowdowns there. Route M at Spady Lane is closed due to serious fires. Three alarm now. It's under control of Spady Lane and Highway M. That's Warrenton Oil Company Warehouse. It's out in Warrenton, so look for slowdowns there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and this weekend. For today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear, low around 60. Friday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high around 70, and Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Currently, we have 56 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 60 in clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Is up next, Justice for Reggie with Jamala Rogers, and Liz Brown is on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Do you know there are thousands of children in the St. Louis area who are struggling to learn to read? If you are age 50 or older, enjoy working with children, and have an hour a week to volunteer, you could help one of these children as an OASIS tutor, mentor, and friend. Training, materials, and ongoing support are provided by school districts throughout the area. To see how you can help a child in a school near you, call 314-995-9506. Something for you from WGNU.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
To Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. And Jamala, there's just so much stuff going on in the community right now. There's just, doesn't it feel like there's just, it's almost palpable. You can just feel this percolating energy when we have firefighters going to the home of Charles Bryson at 4613 Penrose tonight at 4 o'clock. They're meeting at the fire building at 1020 North Taylor and going to that home. And one of the things that I love that Wayne Luster said on the show on the hour before we started our conversation is that people who do wrong to our community should not be allowed to feel comfortable in our community. This is a person that has no qualifications, a person who has clearly been selected to carry out the agenda of a person who has committed harm towards our community, committed harm towards the entire city, and he's a willing participant in harmful actions against us all. And no one should be able to feel comfortable and feel supported and feel like they can represent themselves as an authority figure by doing that.
And I agree with that 100%, Liz, because we're in a time when the climate has said it's okay to physically harm black people, judicially harm black people, legally harm black people, verbally harm black people. So, you know, there's the feeling of we're under assault. So any way that you can get people off of you, you have to do that. And the first thing you have to do, you have to be in a standing position to do that.
There you go.
You have to be stand up because, and as Dr. King once said, an injustice to one is an injustice to all. So wherever it's happening, Liz, we have to take a stand and make sure that our views are very clear on what will be tolerated and what won't be. And I don't think we can sit and tolerate an attack on a African-American official who is competent and who's proven that.
A principal.
And know what the impact is going to be should these folks be successful. See, to me, when you are under attack physically, in the form of you'll be harmed, as in the case of Megan Williams, the young lady who was kidnapped and violated in so many different horrendous ways. But also when you are able to impact people's livelihood, so life and livelihood. If you can control that, you really have stopped people's ability to function, to thrive, and to survive. And so,
and to expand upon that, if I may, Jamala, the livelihood piece is the piece that legitimately kept me awake a couple of days ago. I was lying in my bed thinking about what would happen if Chief Sherman George was fired from his position. We have over 400 firefighters of African descent. The agenda of Francis Slay is to eliminate that. So let's talk about the impact on the livelihood of 400 firefighters. We're talking about thousands of people in the city of St. Louis when we talk about children, when we talk about wives, when we talk about husbands, we talk about mothers, we talk about fathers, we talk about homes, stable neighborhoods. All of those things are at stake with this single decision of Francis Slay to hire an woefully unqualified individual by the name of Charles Bryson to fire Chief Sherman George in violation of the charter, in violation of the law, to fire him. We have the livelihoods of a lot. We're talking about millions of dollars of African families that are at stake, because I guarantee you if when a white person is appointed to that position, if Sherman George is fired, there will be continued retribution and a continued whittling away of black firefighters and their families.
Absolutely. And I know I got a statement from Eddie Simmons, who is the head of the Ethical Society, which is, you know, in some ways the counterpart to fire in the police department, a support statement for fire, because the similarities between their struggles is so stark. And, you know, if it happens in fire, in the fire department, soon after, the same kind of scenario is going to be happening in the police department.
And,
so,
and make no mistake, with respect to fire, I submit that fire is the most, if not the most, one of the most powerful black organizations in the city of St. Louis. And to eliminate fire would be what anybody who is racist and who has harmful intentions towards one community based upon the color of their skin would want to do. So this is a huge deal, and that's why I'm so proud of fire going to Charles Bryson, woefully unqualified, Charles Bryson's home today at 4 o'clock. They're meeting at 4 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. Charles Bryson's home is 4613 Penrose, and that's where they're going to be going. So that's a very, very powerful thing that they are taking that step and going in that direction.
And, you know, I do agree that people who are in our community that harm us in any kind of way should not be allowed to do that without any kind, even an evil glance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's certain things that our community has become so accepting of, including traitors amongst us. And folks are feel free to go amongst us, you know, shop, you know, come to public events without even a feeling of coldness from us. I mean, you know. So what is the standard for doing right if they get the same embrace, you
what
know?
What happens to bad kids when there are no repercussions to their bad behavior?
Exactly.
They continue to be bad kids. And I would like to just thank all of the people that have been involved in the school issue going back to the beginning, because when the community was involved in this school issue, we took the unprecedented step of we went to churches. We picketed in front of Francis Slay's lackey preachers. We went to Little Earl's church, and we picketed. That had never been done. Nobody had ever picketed in front of a church. And where is Little Earl today? Little Earl is no longer out there as a front person, or he was
illegitimized in the eyes of those who wanted to use him. We did that. The community did that. And that's the same thing, because if you listen to the words of Charles Bryson, he wants to present himself as, I have the moral authority to go and speak and unite people on the issues of race. Little Earl didn't have that authority because he was a paid lackey of Francis Slay, and Charles Bryson is a paid lackey of Francis Slay, and the world must know that he is illegitimate in coming to the table and having these discussions. The African community does not embrace him, accept him, because they didn't pick him. So he is illegitimate, and that's the purpose, that's one of the purposes that this act serves. A fire at 4 o'clock today, meeting at 1020 North Taylor, and headed over to the home of Charles Bryson.
I think that is a necessary act, and if people can't make that, they definitely need to come out tomorrow at 5 o'clock at
City Hall.
Tomorrow
at 5 o'clock at City Hall.
And stand with the fact that we are supporting what the city folks should be supporting, and that is the city charter that allows the chief to...
His authority.
To run that department as he sees fit.
That's right. The authority, the law, the charter, the Supreme Court, all have, three entities, fire, the Supreme Court, and the charter, all say that Sherman George has the authority to decide what, when, where, and how.
And what was the original Dred Scott decision? You have no rights that I have to respect. And
go.
I think about that all the time when we talk about the Chief George situation.
We're taking a break. Stay with us.
Summertime. Man, the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
welcome back, welcome back. Jamal, it's 10 till. The hour's almost over. My goodness gracious. I need to get some of the words to our sponsors out here before we get done with this hour here. First of all, Church of God in Christ, Bishop Ward, thank you so much for your continued support for Justice for Reggie. We appreciate that. We wouldn't be able to be here without you. And don't forget that it's almost Friday. That means it's almost Fish Friday at Archie's All-American Cafe. They have your hot dogs, your beef dogs, your soy dogs, your turkey dogs, your pizza dogs, your cheese dogs, your Philly cheese dogs, your St. Louis dogs, your Chicago dogs, all of that and more at Archie's All-American Cafe. You want something to eat? You want something good to eat? Get on down to Archie's right there in the Loop. 6277 Del Mar, that's 6277 Del Mar, Archie's All-American Cafe. Get on over there, enjoy yourself a dog, and tell them I told you to. And don't forget, I know that some of you out there have special medical needs. Why don't you give a Speedy Medical Supply a call at 361-0014, 361-0014. Speedy Medical Supplies, sales, rentals, repairs, they have scooters, they have wheelchairs, they have diabetes care. You know what? Call your doctor. Tell your doctor you want your doctor to get their supplies from Speedy Medical Supply at 361-0014. Their emergency number, 361-0014. Speedy Medical Supply, sales, rentals, repairs. At Speedy Medical Supply, service is a pleasure. And you know how I love to read, and I know how much y'all love to read. Well, here's an opportunity for you. Check this book out, An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. An All-American Deal. Dozens and dozens and dozens of publishers said, no, we ain't touching this one. This is not the one that we're going to touch. That's all right. We got it for you anyway. It's in print anyway. You need to pick up a copy of An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. Talks about how the United States declares white supremacy. It rules in America. All people of African descent who want to go back to Africa can at the expense of Uncle Sam. An All-American Deal, Bruce Petty. You need to pick it up. Get on over to Left Bank's books. How about the NOI? How about the Knowledge Center? How about Ujamaa? Get on over to any of those fine bookstores and pick up your copy. Demand your copy of An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. Oh, my goodness. We have so much stuff to tend to. Let's get some of it done. Jamala, let's get to some of our callers here. D.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, this it's really great about this Charlie Brown situation.
Mm.
When you don't fight bullies back, when you don't fight people back, they turn into bullies, and they will increase the severity of their bad behavior.
There
absolutely.
But turning the other cheek does not mean allowing somebody to constantly punch you. It means going within for strength and guidance. You have to just fight them a different way sometimes. But this Charlie Brown is really, this is crazy.
It's horrible. It's horrible. And you know what? And you know what, D? It is unacceptable. We reject it, and you're going to know that we reject it. He is woefully unqualified. He is a tool of Francis Slay to promote Francis Slay's racist agenda with the fire department, and it is against the law, and it is standing against a principled man, Chief Sherman George. He is standing with the law, with the Supreme Court, in his lawfulness and his principles. And
4613 Penrose.
There you go. 4613 Penrose tonight. Gather at 4 o'clock at the Fire Building at 1020 North Taylor. Be there. And don't forget tomorrow at 5 o'clock at City Hall. Be there.
Thank you.
All right now. Craig.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning. I'm here with Jamala Rogers.
Good morning, Ms. Rogers.
Good morning, Craig.
Before I wanted to tell you, Ms. Rogers, that the first time I saw your picture without your locks, I was like, that is a gorgeous face. anyway,
thank you.
What I called for was this, the situation with the woman who is much more qualified to have this position than the black gentleman who's ready to get it.
Well, let me put it this way. Qualified is probably the wrong word to choose. She has more experience, and she has a title, because in no way does anybody want to say that this is the person that should be running the Department of the Public Safety Department. What we're saying is that there was a person on paper that has more experience. And why was this person skipped over? Why? And a person with no experience placed in that position. Why? Because they wanted a black man to do what they couldn't use a white woman for. That's why.
You know, what it reminds me of is when Freeman Bosley was mayor, and everyone knew that Francis Slade was the next mayor, that this the next person that this city wanted for mayor.
And Freeman helped to make that happen.
And but in order to get Freeman out of there, they put in Clarence Harmon, because there wouldn't have been a smooth transition from Freeman to Slade.
There you go.
Slade.
There you go. This is the same. Like the exact- it's the same dirty play out of the same dirty play book. And here's the thing, people of African descent need to understand that this, that the answer to this is no, we will punish those that do harm to our community. Period dot.
All right, thanks, Liz.
Thanks for your call.
You know what, I think that the thing that I thought about when Craig was talking about is that our oppressors have a plan. They have a plan, and it's a long-term plan. And as this stuff unfolds, whether it be the Team 4 plan that leads to the land assemblage, you know, bill, or whether it is that we're going to move to an all-white run city. Because that is, in fact, what is, yes. is happening. Because if you have, think about it, Liz, what other citywide black elected official is there? We got Darlene Green.
Mm-hmm.
We now have Lewis Reed. But in terms of governance of city departments, what do we have there?
There you go. There you go.
And so we're looking at an attempt to do an all-white or folks in black face who are going to do the bidding, and we will have no relationship to that. We will have no expectations of getting anything from that, because that they're not serving our interests, and that's not what they were put there for.
And I, you know, and you and I have standards. We have high standards. If we're going to put anybody in charge of the highest, the biggest department in the city of St. Louis, we want a qualified person. We want a person with experience. The only experience that Charles Bryson brings to this is a canine devotion to Francis Slade. That's all we have, is that he's devoted in a canine-like way to Francis Slade.
And it's a situation, Liz, where generally people will accuse white people, some white people will accuse black folks of supporting black person regardless of qualifications. No, that's not the way we roll.
It never has been.
And Charles Bryson is clearly not qualified for this job, and so that's what we're putting on the table. And in addition to that, even if he got there, but we know that he's going to be harmful in that position. See, he could get there and just do nothing,
mm-hmm.
But that's not what's going to happen.
And those are not our standards. Just like Chief Sherman George is standing on the principles, on principle and on the law. The law says he has the authority. How do we know that? Because white firefighters sued him and said, do what we say. A white judge who also ruled against our school, Dowd, said, yeah, do what they say. Then the appellate court said, shut up. No, the charter says he has the authority. That wasn't good enough for Francis Slay and the White Firefighters Union. No, we're going to go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says, shut up, sit down. The chief has the authority to do that. And even on the stand, Sam Simon said, I know the charter does not give me the authority to order him to do anything. So everybody involved in this who is in opposition to what Sherman George decides to do is acting unlawfully, and worse than that, they're knowingly acting unlawfully.
But when they move in that kind of way, Liz, it's really just to test the system to see if they can get over.
That's right.
And so having said that, you know that they're going to use all the tools at their disposal to undermine the chief. And so that didn't work, so let's go to plan B.
Lawlessness. It's mm-hmm. It's always about stepping into the lawlessness, saying that it's about lawfulness, stepping into racism, saying, no, we're going to work on racism, stepping in a way. If you want to know what they're about, think the opposite of what they're doing. Okay? I mean, just think the opposite. They say that they are about justice. No, then that means that they're about injustice.
Absolutely.
And tonight at 4 o'clock, get on down to 1020 North Taylor. Why? There's a gathering of folks that are going to go to 4613 Penrose, the home of Charles Bryson. And the fire organization has put this notice out that that is what they are going to be doing today at 4 o'clock. Get to 1020 North Taylor. This cannot be tolerated. This cannot be tolerated. And tomorrow at 5 o'clock at City Hall, be there. Be there. This is about the authority of a principled man, Fire Chief Sherman George. The law says that the Supreme, three things, the Charter, the Supreme Court, and fire have all said follow the law. And the law says that Sherman George has the authority. We are standing in support of the a lawful authority of Sherman George tomorrow at 5 o'clock in front of City Hall. Jamala Rogers.
Absolutely. And we'll see folks next week. For more information on Justice for Reggie, go to www.justiceforreggie.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Jamala. And more fire conversation coming at you in the 9 o'clock hour. Stay with us.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Surf's up way, way up on the Gulf Coast of Texas, where Tropical Storm Umberto became a hurricane overnight and rolled through this morning. ABC's Gene Apodaca says some are actually welcoming it.
I think residents on Galveston have seen rain before and a lot of rain before. A lot of them have lived through other tropical storms, Tropical Storm Allison, and more recent storms. So they're used to seeing quite a lot of rain. Some people actually like it. They say it lowers their energy bills. Other people say it saves on money for watering your grass, so they see the positive side of it.
President Bush is announcing his pullout plans for Iraq tonight in a nationally broadcast primetime address. ABC's Ann Compton tells us it's not a done deal, though.
Listen for a big if in the president's Oval Office address tonight. If conditions on the ground in Iraq continue to improve, the president is supporting the withdrawal of combat forces introduced as part of the surge, bringing them out by next summer. As we understand it, President Bush is talking about 21,000 combat troops, and that's a number far too small to satisfy war critics in Congress. Ann Compton, ABC News, The White House.
Democrats plan to follow the president's speech by introducing a plan of their own that would narrow and limit the role of U.S. forces. It might be worth the trip to go to your own bank to get cash. Bank of America is raising its ATM fees for non-customers to historic levels. ABC's Richard Davies has the numbers.
Bank of America is charging non-customers $3 each time they withdraw cash from most ATMs. The fee is up from $2 and is the biggest charge by any major bank. In addition, most consumers get hit by a separate fee from their own bank when they use a competitor's ATM. In recent years, bank fees for withdrawing cash have been going up.
And it's the number one cholesterol drug in America. Consumers spent more money on Lipitor than any other prescription drug in 2004. This is ABC News.
Will you love me when I'm six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your little one, which is why we've introduced the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus, rated the safest full-size car in America.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. And according to NHTSA government crash tests, Taurus earned perfect 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts. Plus, with optional electronic stability control, Taurus is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
Even when you're as old as me.
The all-new 28-mile-per-gallon Ford Taurus. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on both NHTSA 5-star crash test ratings and with optional ESC, IIHS top safety pick. Star ratings are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation SaferCar.gov program. www.safercar.gov. EPA estimated 18 city, 28 highway front wheel drive.
A legendary rock band is reuniting. A preview from ABC's Dave Alford.
Led Zeppelin will play together for the first time in 19 years. The band's surviving members, singer Robert Plant, guitarist Jimmy Page, and bassist John Paul Jones, will reunite to headline a concert November 26th in London. Jason Bonham will take the place of his father, John, on drums. The concert will be a tribute to the late Ahmet Erdogan, co-founder of Atlantic Records. Dave Halpert, ABC News.
Despite the dismal reviews Britney Spears got for her performance at the MTV Video Music Awards, the song is climbing the charts. The New York Times reports Gimme More is getting a lot of radio play, and ringtones for it were so popular it crashed MTV servers. The New York Times says the performance has also sparked a pro-Britney camp and is a pruder-like video on YouTube allegedly offering slow-mo proof that her missteps were actually caused by a broken heel. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Burrangemeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, police are looking for suspects in the shooting of a teenager in the College Hill neighborhood late Tuesday night. The unidentified 17-year-old victim suffered two gunshot wounds to the chest and two to his leg. The teen was taken to St. Louis University Hospital and was reportedly in serious but stable condition. Police say one of the suspects was a light-skinned black male with a short afro haircut and a white T-shirt. A second suspect was said to be a dark-skinned black male with a dark-colored T-shirt and a short afro haircut. The suspects were seen fleeing the scene in a black Buick LeSabre. A body was discovered near the River De Pere. St. Louis police found the body near the banks of the river's drainage ditch yesterday morning. The man was reportedly found around 8 a.m. near the intersection of McCausland and Arsenal in South St. Louis. Police are trying to determine the cause of death. Finally this hour, Scott Spezio may rejoin the Cardinals this weekend. The Redbird utility man has been working out at Busch Stadium and is expected to join the team tomorrow. Manager Tony La Russa says he isn't sure if Spezio will be immediately ready to play again. Spezio has spent the last month in a rehab program for substance abuse and was placed on the restricted list on August 9th. La Russa says he wants to talk to Spezio before officially activating him. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Burrangemeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. Let's take a final look at your traffic for this 9 o'clock hour, as well as your weather. Southbound 270 from St. Charles Rock Road through Olive. Look for stop traffic. The right lane's blocked due to a vehicle fire that's now out, but it's causing a whole lot of delays. Westbound 40 between Chesterfield Parkway and Clarkson. Look for an accident. Right lane's blocked. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Northbound 270 between 40 and Olive. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to the vehicle fire in the southbound lanes, and it's causing a lot of rubbernecking going on there. Eastbound 40 from Hanley through Bellevue. Look for a right lane closed at Laclede Station and Big Bend, and a left lane closed at Bellevue due to road construction. Westbound 40 from Bellevue through 170. Look for construction work. Left lane's closed at Bellevue. Right lanes are closed at between Hanley and Brentwood. Eastbound 64 from the 5570 merge through 15th Street. Look for road construction happening. Left lane closed. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel through 94. Look for road construction going on there as well. Eastbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Heavy volume due to construction work on eastbound 64. Route M at Spady Lane, a 3-alarm fire is causing that to be closed between Spady and Warrenton, or Highway M out in Warrenton. It's a Warrenton Oil Company warehouse. Look for delays. Southbound 55 from Poplar Street Bridge through Park Street. Look for one lane closed, and that's causing some slowdowns. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge is moving well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well, and there are a number of ongoing road projects, so just use caution, slow down, give yourself a break through those construction zones, add yourself a little bit of time, and expect delays. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and this weekend. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies, high in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear, low around 60. For Friday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high around 70. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Currently, we have 60 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 64 in clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Oh, we have so much conversation to engage in. And because this is the hot topic of the day, hot topic of the week, hot topic of the month, hot topic, and been the hot topic, it's appropriate that we continue our conversation because it's a hot topic with FIRE, Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. And I'm here, of course, with Captain Wayne Luster. Captain Luster, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Liz.
And this is a hot topic, is it not? This is a critical topic, is it not?
If I was to use firefighter's term, I'd probably strike a box on it.
Mm.
First alarm, I need some help.
All right. This is a very, very, very critical issue. And I guess one of the things that I would like to start off with is the event that is taking place, because we have to take a quick break here. What is taking place today at 4 o'clock?
Lynn? At 4 o'clock, we want people to assemble at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. And from there, we're going to the newly appointed Director of Public Safety.
4613 Penrose. And this is the home of Charles Bryson. This is the home of the St. Louis's. You're doing a great job, Brownie, a person with woefully unqualified person that has been put in charge of the largest single department in the city of St. Louis. Why is FIRE going to this going to his home?
Because we want everybody to know that you can't be comfortable in our neighborhood and attacking our first African American chief, and the fact that you're unqualified to be in this position. And we're asking the neighbors of Mr. Bryson to come out and let him see you march on his house. If you live in the Penrose Park neighborhood, come on out. If you live in the 21st Ward, come on out.
because this is, no one should feel comfortable in doing wrong and breaking the law, because that's what this is. My understanding is that Bryson has to take an oath, hold his right hand up and swear on a Bible that he is going to uphold the charter. Well, the charter gives the authority of selection, when, where, how, selection to the fire chief.
Exactly. And his statement that he has made, because you can go on the mayor's website and get his statement. His statement is that...
And we're gonna break his statement down, but we're going to take a quick break here. I am with Captain Wayne Lester. We're talking about one of the hottest issues around here in the city of St. Louis. Don't forget tomorrow at 5 o'clock, City Hall, 5 o'clock, City Hall, 5 o'clock, City Hall. Be there, be there, be there, be there. We are there in support of the authority of principled Fire Chief Sherman George. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
USA Today says Yakov Smirnoff really is funny.
And then she said, on a date, why don't you bring some California wine, Philadelphia cream cheese, and New York cheesecake? By the time I got back from those places, she was already married.
The Wall Street Journal says Yakov is a laugh riot.
Come see me in Branson. You laugh your Yakov. Call 800-33-NO-KGB.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection.
Love me tonight.
144 sensual ballads.
Here and now.
Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Everything will be all right. He assures her, but she doesn't hear a word that he says. Preoccupied, she's afraid.
whatever happens, don't let go of my hand. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We're talking about fire. We're talking about Fire Chief Sherman Jordan. And I'm here with Captain Wayne Luster. And Wayne, let me get to a couple of callers here before we get to this extraordinary, unintentionally confessioned statement from Charles Bryson Auer. You're doing a great job, Brownie, here in the city of St. Louis. Earl.
Good morning, Liz. You and the captain.
Good morning.
The position that the mayor is taking, is he putting the taxpayers in a position where the city could be sued?
Yes.
So, to satisfy his constituents, he'll go ahead and make these decisions anyway, just to get these guys these jobs. And then the taxpayer later down the road is going to have to pay for a lawsuit.
Well, Earl, let me underscore it a little bit more. The taxpayers already have been had to pay for this lawsuit, haven't they?
Yes.
We've already been down this road. The Supreme Court has already said that the chief has the this authority. So we've already been sued. We've already had to pay on this. So this will be the second time that we're going down the same familiar road.
So, I mean, he's willing to take the check. I mean, he's doing this just to satisfy his constituents, and he don't care really about the rest of the city. The taxpayers.
Have you seen?
In his way.
Have you seen the stadium?
Well, yeah.
All right, now, so we're clear.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
All right, thanks, Earl. Tim.
Good morning. I listened intently at 7 o'clock this morning, Liz, and I want to congratulate the captain on the clear, precise, and professional manner in which he presented this information this morning.
Wasn't that wonderful?
I really enjoyed it. He discussed discrimination law, past practices of the Department of Public Safety. He referred to the city charter and everything. He covered everything. I think it was very clear and balanced. I want to congratulate him.
Thank you, sir.
It was wonderful. And thank you for that, Tim, because that's the way I felt about it, Wayne. I really thought that the information that you put out there this morning was in the 7 o'clock hour was so clear and so concise about where we are and why we are where we are today. And as we progress with our conversation, let's go to this letter that Charles Bryson had. Now, this wasn't a letter that was sent out to the press, because I'm a member of the press. I did not receive this statement from Charles Bryson. And I know of no other person in the press that received this statement from Charles Bryson. It is interesting that the first statement from the independent, fresh voice of the public safety director, the largest department in the city of St. Louis, the first place where his statement goes is not to people out here to disseminate information, not in any independent way, but post it on Francis Slay's website. Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting. And not only that, his first statement is, you probably want to know what my appointment means.
And then the second statement after that, first statement from posted on Francis Slay's website is, you probably want to know what my appointment means. Second statement, here's what I think.
Right.
Now, come on, black man.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I think. You don't know.
Exactly.
You're not certain. And then secondly, you're confessing to us that you know in your heart of hearts that everybody is asking the legitimate question, why on earth would somebody with no qualifications like you be put in charge of the largest department and the most important department, public safety?
We're talking about safety.
Safety. You have no experience other than a canine devotion to Francis Slay. So he's confessing, and y'all probably want to know what my appointment means. Here's what I think.
Exactly. I guess the word choice is very interesting, because he says, my appointment gives us a chance for a fresh start. Running the city's largest department is a killing job.
What does that mean?
It's a killing job, but we're talking about safety. And that's one thing that it's a oxymoron, if you will. It's something that I don't think the word choice should have been there. It's not a killing job. We're in the business of saving lives.
And here's another piece I thought just coming to me as you're talking here, Wayne. One of the things that experience brings, is supposed to bring, to an important, an extraordinary important job like this, is a sense of professionalism.
Yes.
This is not a casual undertaking. But as you read this statement that he put for immediate release, so this is a press statement, this is written in a language with word choice like it's a blog entry. There's no professionalism to this at all. He refers to Sam Simon as Sam. There is such casualness about this that speaks to naivete, that speaks to a lack of experience, and it also speaks to the absence of professionalism. You're not even taking this job seriously because you would not have responded in such a casual, uninformed and non-professional way to make the statement about why you have your job. This is like he's emailing somebody back and forth, or he's chatting it up with somebody on a blog.
Exactly. And that's what caused great concern to me. What you've got to understand also is that he's not only over the St. Louis Fire Department, but he's over the Bureau of EMS. He's over the building division.
Mm.
He's over correction, which includes the Hall Street and downtown the Justice Center, which we know the issues that surround those facilities. As a matter of fact, Sam Simon was brought to this position. That's the reason that they gave, that the reason they brought him to this position, because of the escapes on Hall Street. And now he leaves in the midst of two deaths at the Justice Center.
Mm.
So you're bringing this person
uninvestigated deaths.
Uninvestigated deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring this person in a moment and in a time where safety is at risk.
And
not only that,
okay,
he's over the neighborhood stabilization and excise division and also the city emergency management agency.
Wow.
You can't learn in the midst of a disaster your job. You should already have that experience.
Wow.
You made the analogy about Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Those things could happen here, not a in that way, but a hurricane couldn't happen in this particular region.
A tornado could.
A tornado could. Mm-hmm. An earthquake. We're on the New Madrid Fault.
Flooding could have.
Exactly. It has happened.
Mm-hmm.
That has happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a time to learn.
And it's not. And here's the other piece from going to Francis Slay. In the aftermath of Katrina, in the aftermath of tsunamis, in the aftermath of 9/11, days before the anniversary of 9/11, with natural disasters being brought to the forefront of our minds, hearts, and understandings, and in the aftermath of the disaster of Brownie and Katrina, Francis Slay's decision to put a person with absolutely no experience in charge of the Department of Public Safety shows a contempt for all of us, and a belief that it doesn't matter whether you are safe or not, because all that matters is I want my friends' promotions to take place.
Exactly.
I mean, just resonate with that, that in the midst of all we know about what we should have in place in the event of a natural or a human-made disaster, Francis Slay picks a guy to run the public safety department who has absolutely no experience at all, except that he is devoted to, almost caninely devoted to, Francis Slay.
And I want this to resonate with the audience, and I'm going to say it in this way. With that being the case, and we are comparing him to the appointment of an unqualified by the
doing a great job, Brownie.
Doing the hurricane, a natural disaster in this country's history. You have this unqualified person telling an expert with over 40 years of experience how to run the department.
There you go.
Chief Sherman George has come through the ranks.
That's right.
He started out as a private, got promoted to captain, battalion chief, deputy chief. He ran the fire academy. He rose as the first African-American chief in the history. And this is what I want you to understand, Liz, and your listening audience. On Saturday, the St. Louis Fire Department is going to be celebrating 150 years as being a paid department.
150 years.
Yes. 150 years. That's our 150-year celebration. In 1857, we became the second oldest department in this nation to be a paid department. I think we're second to Cincinnati, Ohio, or Cleveland.
Wow.
And we're going to celebrate that. Can you imagine not having a chief head of that celebration?
It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. Consider this, Captain Lester. At the time that Haiti got their very first elected president, President Aristide, that spoke the language of most of the Haitians, spoke Creole.
Mm-hmm.
The very first president that said to France, you owe us hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay. He made that legitimate legal claim to France. Mm-hmm. France has never gotten over the fact that Haiti kicked Napoleon behind. Bunch of enslaved people beat them. They've never let that go. So what does Haiti do? Work with the United States to get rid of Aristide. And right before Haiti's 200 years of freedom celebration. So dig it. What's happening in the city of St. Louis? Before the 150th anniversary of the fire department, they want to make certain that ain't no black man going to be in charge of department. When we celebrate 150 years of our fire department, we're taking a break. We'll be back.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice.
is calling, and you can hear it if you try, and it's growing stronger with every day that passes by. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. We're having a conversation this morning about Chief Sherman George and about the extraordinary act of Francis Slay to put a woefully incompetent person in charge of the largest department in the city of St. Louis and putting us all at risk. And why? Why would he put us all at risk? This is about Francis Slay wanting some friends of his to have their promotion. And also, the bigger piece of this is that Francis Slay never wants the city of St. Louis to absorb and to feel and to resonate with a man of African descent saying no to him, saying no in a public way. And that's where we are. He might, you know, he may even still be mad at Kenny Jones, who embarrassed him when Kenny Jones called him out his name in front of all of his friends. I mean, that there is a fury and an anger about this directed to our community that's really kind of inexplicable from our perspective. This is a deeply run, deeply connected response to the community of African descent. And when you read this statement, this blog statement of Charles Bryson trying to defend and explain the inexplicable, that is his appointment, one of the things that he talks about in it is this issue of race. And I am resentful and offended that all he brings to this issue of dealing with the issue of race is his black skin.
Yes.
And so that's the only reason why he's here. He doesn't bring a history of connection with the community of African descent. He has been the canine devoted face that Francis Slay, like Earl Nance, sent to all of these organizations to say to keep black people down or to make it appear that Francis Slay has any legitimate people of African descent in his cabinet.
And I think that the community is tired of it.
Yes.
It's sickening.
Yes, it is.
It's one thing about his statement that I notice is that everything is about the fire department. There are seven other divisions.
Wow.
And I told you what they are.
Yes.
You mentioned one brief thing about he wanted to build more jails to put more criminals in prison.
And that's the most, that's just, that sounds so stupid. I've submitted a plan to put together so we can add even more jail space so we can keep more criminals off the streets for longer periods of time. Why don't we try to stop people from dying in the Justice Department, okay? There's nothing in here about, and you know why that statement is in there is because it's a politically calculated, a poorly executed and lame attempt to engage in political speak that he believes that people will resonate with.
Exactly.
You know, if I'm going to run for office, I got to show I'm tough on crime. So let me put a tough on crime statement up in here. Well, you're not running for office. You've been put in charge of the largest department in the city, public safety. You have no experience, and the city of St. Louis deserves better than politically contrived statements pulled out of somebody's handbook of how do I run for office.
Not only that, how are you going to stop people that's being incarcerated from dying?
Yeah.
You have a responsibility to provide safety even for prisoners.
Yes, you do.
As a matter of fact, the woman that died while in custody was supposed to be released because bail had been set.
So he wants to build even more jails so people can die, more cells so people can die in.
Yes. So, I mean, and I guess this is the frustrating part, Liz, is that all of this stuff is going on in our city. Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 5 are not reporting it. Channel 11.
Mm.
The media need to take a look at themselves.
That's fact.
They are not standing up for what's right.
There you go.
And saying that people are dying.
Look at what's stopping them. Look at what's stopping them. Two things. They carry the agenda for Francis Slay. But if they stand up for questioning this decision, that means that they would appear to be standing next to a black man.
Exactly.
And there is a resistance, a reluctance, an aversion, an absolute attitude that I don't ever want to appear to be standing on the side of a person of African descent. That's the disease and the illness that infects this city.
And that's this. We've said it, and I've said it before on your show, that the fire department is a microcosm of this city.
There you go.
And what's wrong with the city.
There you go.
And that's why when Mayor Francis Lay and now Charles Bryson say that they're going to address the race issue in the fire department, you're not qualified to.
You're a firefighter. Make the analogy. That's kind of like someone, when a firefighter coming to a fight and saying, okay, to fix this fight, let me go get a tree and stick it up in the house while the fire's going. Because how can Bryson and Slay, who have contributed to the rift and the racial tension that's in the fire department, fix it?
Exactly.
You started it. You're feeding it. You're insisting upon it. You're using it to provide you cover to do an illegal act.
Exactly.
So, huh? You won't fix this? Let me get to some of our callers here. Carl, Carphone.
Good morning, Ms. Brown, to you and your guest.
I'm here with Captain Wayne Lester.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning, brother.
Good morning.
You know what? This goes to show you again, I spoke on this before, the sickness of you know, this system here. Here it is, this incompetent man would be even the thought of putting him in office. Where are the fair-minded Caucasians that we, black folks, we would not only, you know, we're not the only ones that would be jeopardized by this guy in office. Where are they at? They need to come on out also on Penrose with us and also protest also. If they don't, it's sick.
But here's the other piece of it, Carl, and I would say this in terms of the fair-minded people that are out there. Think about it. How many other media stations have you heard raise this issue like this?
None.
There you go.
And I watch the news every day because I'm a news junkie.
Has any news station said, wait a minute, this is public safety. Public safety has been in the news all the time. Why don't we look at the resume of this guy?
Absolutely. But again, it all boils down to race.
Yes, it
does.
That's
where the sickness comes in at.
Yes, it does. Thanks for your call, Carl.
You're welcome.
1-877-920-WGNU. Janice.
Yes, good morning, Miss Liz and Captain Wayne.
How you doing?
As I listen to this, this is very, very painful, and it brings tears to my eyes. However, I can't let the tears make me weak. Over 20 years ago, I too was fired as a teacher in the Normandy School District because I stood on principle. So I can directly and personally relate to the injustice that Chief George is now experiencing. In my case, a black educator, Jerome Greer, was promoted by a director of elementary ed, a white man, Basil Hunt. And in accepting his promotion, his assignment was to trump up charges and fire this in teacher because she's uplifting the minds of too many black children. And I commend FIRE for standing up and supporting Chief George, because while these experiences tend to arm you in becoming a stronger person, at the same time, when black people, as a Charles Bryson, allows himself to be used against his own. For the chief, while I'm sure it's not necessarily surprising, it is extremely painful, and it is the biggest insult to our ancestors who gave their life. So I'm just calling to say we must all take a stand with Chief George and FIRE, and not allow such a pending and forthcoming injustice to occur. Thank you.
Beautiful point. I really love the point about, I think that as people of African descent, we can all look into our lives for our own personal experiences where we too, where we have stood up on the issue of principle and confronted this kind of thing. And we all can relate to that. Somebody in our family can make us relate to that. And that's why this, I think, Wayne, that's why the lines are filled. That's why people are coming out. That's why that FIRE is gathering today at 4 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor to go to the home of Charles Bryson, because we all can connect with this. Enough. enough in the city of St. Louis. You've said, Francis Slay has said, you know what, you all don't need to control your school. Francis Slay said, you know what, you all don't get to tell billionaires whether or not you're going to pay for them to build a stadium or not. Francis Slay said, you know what, we're going to take the land around BJC. We're going to take the land. We're going to take Forest Park land. Francis Slay said, you know what, I don't care what you think. We're going to take the land in North St. Louis. Enough. People have to say and get in the face of those that would do wrong, and they cannot believe that they can get away with it. And that's why people are going today at 4 o'clock, meeting up at 1020 North Tedder, that's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, and heading over to Bryson's house, because you're unqualified and you are being used to hurt an entire city.
Not only that, Liz, I want to say this, that I understand the street that he lives on, 4600 block of Penrose, is a well-established neighborhood of our foreparents and grandparents that have worked hard and stayed in the city.
There you go.
And made it a beautiful community.
There you go.
And there you are in the midst of them, and you're assaulting this community.
There you go.
I want to say this. Earlier we talked about the person that was passed over, Charlene Deacon, and we got into an issue of her experience and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be known. Fire does not endorse her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not endorsing her, but I'm telling you that to what lengths the mayor went to.
The strategy of it.
The strategy. I'm just revealing the strategy.
The strategy of putting black hands on the firing of Sherman George. Because if you have a department and you have a deputy, was it a deputy?
They promoted her to deputy public safety director.
So you have a deputy public safety director already in place, okay? You have supposedly the unknown leaving of the head of the department, Sam Simon, to St. Louis U. So, and you have an emergency situation going. Why would you skip over the deputy and appoint somebody with no experience? Why? Because the deputy white. She white.
A white female.
A white female. Her hands cannot be used to fire Chief Sherman George. You need some black hands to do that. So let's go get a guy who there will be no question. He is canine-ly devoted to Francis Slay. He's so much canine devoted that he has the same dream that Francis Slay has. Same dreams he has. So why not get him? So that is the proof. That is the evidence that this was a calculated act to use the race of Charles Bryson. He brings nothing to this issue but his race to fire a principled man. We're taking a break. Stay with us.
This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all. Dateline Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin has appointed a little-known government official to become the country's new prime minister. Loyal technocrat Viktor Zubkov was nominated by Putin yesterday, leading to speculation that he is being groomed to replace Putin next spring. The move came a few hours after Putin dissolved the cabinet of his long-serving Prime Minister Mikhail Fradkov, saying he needed to appoint a government better suited to the election campaign and to prepare the country for life after the elections. Some observers say they don't see Zubkov as a potential successor, but as a caretaker Prime Minister that may be replaced closer to the March presidential vote. This WGNU Global News Update is sponsored by All Rehab and Repair, the ones who do it all.
If you're looking for the right contractor, All Rehab and Repair is all you need. For all rehab work and all repair work, call 314-645-9393. Basement remodeling, siding, porches, decks, kitchen and bath remodeling and repair. All the chores you can't or don't want to do yourself. What are you waiting for? Call for a free estimate. 314-645-9393. Small or large, home or office, call the ones who do it all. All Rehab and Repair. 314-645-9393. Visit them online at allrehabrepair.com. Major credit cards accepted.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200.
3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggert, host of Bad Boys on WGNU. Join us as we discuss topics of interest ranging from review boards to graduated licensing and media coverage of police chases. I won't fix your tickets, but I will offer you tips on personal safety and ways to make your neighborhood a better place to live. That's Bad Boys with me, Sergeant Gary Wiggert, Thursday morning at 10, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I need to get to some of our advertisers here before we get back to our conversation with Captain Wayne Lester. Get on over to the African Palace Restaurant and Bar. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 p.m. until 1 a.m. You need to get on over there. Tomorrow night is, oh, my goodness, it's Jamaican night, Jamaican music, Reggae Fridays. And then Saturday night, that's African night. You need to get on over to the African Palace. They serve continental African food. They serve American cuisine. They serve Jamaican food and drinks while listening to some of the best music. Here is the address. It's 4006 Seven Hills Drive. You need to get on over to the African Palace Restaurant and Bar. It's wonderful. It's the ultimate African experience. Fun music, fun times. Get on over there. They have takeout. You can get there for lunch. African Palace Restaurant and Bar. Give them a visit and tell them I told you to. Don't forget, if you need your carpets cleaned, you need to pick up your phone and call Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. Here's the number, 315-7075, 315-7075, Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. He's an expert with decades of experience, does a wonderful job. Give him a call at the number, of course, is 315-7075. I'm having a conversation this morning with Captain Wayne Lester. We are talking this morning about the event that's going to take place on Friday, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock at City Hall. We are all gathering in City Hall in support of the authority of Fire Chief Sherman George. And then this afternoon at 4 o'clock, people are gathering in at 1020 North Taylor to march in on 4613 Penrose in opposition to the attempted authority of an unqualified person by the name of Charles Bryson to speak or to act or to head the largest department in the city of St. Louis, the Public Safety Department. And Wayne, you wanted to get back to, you wanted to make a comment, and the last comment, I guess we can, of this statement made by Charles Bryson, yet another unprofessional blog-like strange but revealing statement made by Charles Bryson and posted, of all places, on Francis Slay's website.
Yes, I want you to, and you can go see it for yourself. It's on the Mayor Slay's blog, and he talks about healing the racial tension, which last night they showed it on their PR piece on Channel 2. I guess they're doing their PR for them.
Yes, they are.
And he did this racial part and said that him and the mayor don't sleep at night because of the racial divide in the fire department. And he said that I think that relatively few St. Louis firefighters talk or feel like the angry ones you see on TV. Most firefighters like their job, love their city, and again, like the rest of us, want the best for their families. These angry people that he's talking about, I'm not sure. I see passionate firefighters that are passionate about their issues and passionate because it's their livelihood. How do you come in and heal a racial divide and you're labeling people already.
Well, you're attacking people. Because he's saying that we're not like the rest of them.
Exactly.
And then you're also using code language that white people have used to describe and to attempt to illegitimize the issues raised by black folks. White folks always say, oh, they just angry. Never mind all of the crimes that are being committed. Never mind what anything that a person of African descent talks about and attempts to describe as wrongdoing. They are dismissed, or white folks attempted to dismiss them by referring to it as emotionally and anger. So here we have this African man making a statement using the same hateful, racist code language that is used to attack black people all the time.
Exactly.
And then he wants to say, but I'm here to help with the racial healing. When you're using every trick in the book that people use to assault black people.
Exactly. Not only that, again, he, out of all the departments, and there's seven other divisions.
Seven other departments.
He focuses on the fire department, except one statement about building bigger jails to lock up criminals. So, to say the least, I think we ought to look at his record. What do you bring to the table? Because you obviously don't bring a fresh set of ears.
Or experience.
Because you're going by the same, or going down the same pattern that Simon went down. And his ended in him leaving the job.
And what's remarkable, at least Simon didn't do this. The very first act of Bryson is to raise his hand, take his oath, to swear to uphold the charter, and his very first act is an act in violation of the charter, ordering Sherman George to do anything. Break that down for us.
Well, we can look back at the May session of 2005, and the Supreme Court upheld the Court of Appeals opinion that only Chief George is the appointing authority in the St. Louis Fire Department, and only he has the authority to promote. When Simon gave him the order back in 2005 and gave him a deadline and said, you must promote by this time.
So we've been here before.
It was this is nothing new. The media has lumped Fire's lawsuit and confused when the chief was sued before by those in Local 73 to force him to promote. We've been down this road before. The appellate court in the Missouri state of Missouri said that only Chief George has that authority. The Supreme Court upheld that. And what they want you to believe is that fire lawsuit and the chief's issue is the same issue. We're talking about an issue of the charter of the city of St. Louis that gives only the appointed authority the right to promote. Not what fire did. This is a total separate issue. But they want you to believe it's the same issue.
And what's so interesting is that it's just so devilish. What Francis Slay is doing, it's devilish to say, we don't want the city to have to go through another lawsuit with this. We want this to end it. The lawsuit is over. The lawsuit decided this. Well, the lawsuit decided the authority of Sherman George, and you're acting in counter to, and that's a lawsuit that's been finalized. It went all the way to the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
It's done. The lawsuit that you're talking about is not even final.
And the dishonesty is this. What the judge said.
Yeah.
The judge heard it.
That's right.
And that's what they always say. Well, the courts all the way up to the Supreme Court of Missouri stated that only Sherman George has that authority. Yes, and Simon got on the stand. Don't forget that. Mm. And said, I know.
Simon got on the stand, raised his right hand, said, I swear to truth, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and said,
I know that I can't order the chief to promote. I ordered him to just get the list.
And that's in the transcript.
Yes.
That's in the transcript.
So what you have is not only that from Sam Simon, you have this new director going down the same illegal road.
Woefully, and on top of that, insult to injury, salt in the wound. He's incompetent. He has woefully unqualified to be in this position.
Let me tell you something. One of the things that Sam Simon did was open up one of the larger hotels downtown without a sprinkler system, and that put the public at risk. And it's a matter of public record. You can check it for yourself. We're going into these buildings, and there's a lot of building and construction going on downtown. If we have a person that's inexperienced and is doing crimes like that, woe to us. And we better say something and do something about it, because this is about public safety. And this person is not safety-minded. When you take the attitude that this is a killing job and use that statement, this is about safety. Safety is our business, and killing folks is not our business.
Today at 4 o'clock, meet up at 1020 North Taylor, the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, a march on the home of the woefully unqualified, caninely devoted Charles Bryson, because as Minister Farrakhan says every morning on this show, we cannot allow people to do harm to us and think that they can get away with it.
Exactly.
And then on Friday, 5 o'clock at City Hall, because the loss of three entities, the Charter says, the Supreme Court says, and Fire says,
yes,
that the chief, fire chief, has the authority to decide when, where, and how promotions are going to take place.
That's exactly it.
Captain Wayne Lester, thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz.
And
thank you to your listening audience.
All right, now take care, folks. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, you know the drill. Stay strong.
There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen.